Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
We're doing things.
We're here. Today is a very special day, Colby.
Is it?
It is. Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
A day where my microphones turned sideways, so
it
sounded weird.
It is Sunday. Something.
17th. It's September 17th.
It
yep.
is that.
Those aren't special things.
It's
Sunday
special.
Literally happens
they,
over 15 times.
It only happens
times.
Once a year. God.
No, it happens 50 to over 50 times a year, actually.
What?
Sunday.
I meant the 17th of September.
Yeah, but that's happened 30 times in my life. I don't
Shut
care.
Shut up. What's that? What's special?
Although this is the 30th September 17th I've ever experienced.
Oh, man.
That might
is
be something kind of
special,
special,
right?
It is.
Yeah. Seeing yeah. yeah, 30-year-old.
Today.
Is.
Is.
What?
The.
The.
Birthday.
Birthday of.
Matthew Riddle.
Oh, God. That's not special at all. Some gateway to hell is going to open tonight.
When I heard that, I was like, I have a show opener. I've been friends, well, not really friends with him anymore. He doesn't talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I actively talk to him, and he ignores me now.
Oh, okay.
He pulls what I like to call a Colby.
Yeah.
But, like, I met the man my sophomore year in high school,
mm-hmm.
which was 2003.
Oh, man.
Okay? So that's been, what, 14 years I've known that man?
Yep.
I still do not know the day of his birthday.
And you just figured out today that it
well,
was his birthday.
Chris showed me because his mom was posting baby pictures to Facebook.
Oh.
So he's like, she's like, guess what? It's Matthew's birthday today. Look at these horrifying photos. And like, I don't know, like your birthday, June 10th.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris's birthday, August sometime. Like, I mean, I know birthdays, but not Matthew's.
Yep. You got that one right
yep.
on.
Yep.
But then.
But not Matthew.
Today you were just surprised.
Yeah.
And, oh, look, it's my 14-year-old.
I mean, I don't know how, like,
birthday.
The calendar works.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we've ever had a show
on
Matthew's birthday.
Oh, man.
And, like, he was a big part of, like, the first 8 episodes of this show.
He was. We tortured him.
I mean, I feel like if we did a show on my birthday, we would have done something. If we
yeah.
did a show on your birthday, we would have done something.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew never got that chance.
No, he didn't.
We still have that chance.
Now, we can do it now, though.
Right. So do you want to do anything special
Happy
for Matthew?
Happy birthday to the devil. Happy birthday to the devil.
Oh,
Hail
God.
Satan, it's your birthday. Please go back to hell.
What? That's a great song, actually.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know what? We should just start the show on that one.
Start the show.
Because it ain't going to get better than that. All right, guys. We're Seth and Colby. Thanks yeah. for watching. Watch our intro. We'll be right back.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
That's now my intro noise right there. It's like stupid Tarzan.
It's really stupid.
Welcome, guys, to the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I'm me.
We do a show every Sunday and Thursday live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. So you should come check it out live and watch us do funny things.
We do funny things.
If you don't want to watch us do funny things, you can still listen to us do funny things on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just search Seth and Colby. We'll come right up. All these links to SethandColby.com. I feel like that should be all our intro needs to be.
Yep.
New episode September 17th, 2017. It's episode number 22. Today on the show, we're going to talk about camel milk. Here's the thing. Whenever I say at the beginning of the show, this is what we're going to talk about, those are the things we never get to. All right? Because, like, I'm trying desperately, and I don't even know if I should do this. I'm trying desperately to not talk about movie, the same topics every week. Star Wars, Game of Thrones, Netflix originals, yeah. And I feel like there's one other thing we always talk
Elon
about.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, AI. Yeah, every week. That's our show. Like, we could just change the description. We should just cover that, yeah. Honestly. So I'm trying to do other things. So this week we got, like, an African electric car.
Ooh.
Silicon Valley startup that's replacing people, lawyers, with robots.
And, lawyers?
A guy in China who's selling camel milk and making big money doing it.
Camel milk?
Yeah.
That doesn't... Why?
Dude, we're going to get to all of that today on the show. It's going to be fantastic.
That's great.
So, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Live every Sunday and Thursday. Sunday at 2 p.m. Central. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. On iTunes, Seth and Colby. And then go to SethandColby.com. It's pretty easy to find all our stuff.
It's like Seth and Colby.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, go do it.
Just remember that. That's our names.
Oh, hold on. Fading back up.
Right here.
Too. I said on the end, the very end of our last, or Thursday episode, which was like 2.5 hours long. I don't know what he's pointing at.
Our name and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, look at that. That's easier.
Perfect. There you go.
Camera work, man. Camera work.
I really hoped it was changing right as you pointed at, but it didn't. I said at the end of our, like, 2.5 hour log Thursday episode to follow us on Twitch.com, Twitch.tv/SethandColby, and a lot of you did follow us between now and then, so thank you for that.
Thank
if you have
you.
Not yet followed us on Twitch.tv/SethandColby, please do so. It does help us.
It helps us.
I know you're out there listening, and it means it gets us ways to make money that don't involve you giving it to us.
And also, we feel like we're talking to people,
right,
rather than the wall.
Just to ourselves.
We're facing.
Right, exactly. Actually, I'm facing a closet full of child's
it's
clothing.
It's all just wall.
Which sounds really
it's
creepy out of context.
Brick wall full of bricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that at all.
And if you're watching on Twitch, type !! Foghorn into the chat, then click the link and give us money, and what'll happen is a giant foghorn will go off in the middle of the show, deafening us and derailing any topic we're talking about, even if it's camel milk. And we'll read your message and name on the air, so you can be a part of the show. So, Dad, now I'm actually gonna fade out. All right, bye. Okay, we're faded out. There you go, man. Faded out. Happy.
Oh, you said foghorn. I forgot. I do it every week.
You have to do it every time?
It's me.
You're going to destroy your voice doing that, I feel like. I feel like you're going to destroy your voice doing that.
I'll do it when you tip us, too. I'll do whatever you want.
Dude, can I just take...
You want nipple?
I don't think we can show nipple things against Twitch terms of
service. You want not nipple?
You can get close to nipple. You could get a shirt...
I feel like man nipple is
that you
fine.
Could unbutton to, like, here.
But no, I'll only show the nipples so they won't know, and then we'll get checkmarked or something.
I don't know what you're. I don't know if I'm supposed to agree
if
or disagree with what
you say. If you look at just nipple, you don't know if that's a boob or not.
You do, because it's a nipple.
It's not a man or woman boob. That's what I'm saying.
No, Twitch doesn't discriminate.
Oh,
no
doesn't?
Nipples.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they sidestep the Instagram controversies. They just say no nipples, at all. You show your boobs, banned.
I should know the terms and conditions of the platform.
I mean, it's really like,
apparently.
Don't like Hitler, don't show your nipples.
Hitler did things wrong.
Don't show your lower genitals or your booty hole.
But half cheeks are fine.
Don't like hack games, you know? Like, if you're, like,
really?
Playing a game and you're using the game against its terms of service, that's a bannable offense.
I didn't know that.
And you can't stream illegal things. Like, you can't,
movies.
Like, just stream a movie that you
guys,
didn't
make. Guys,
we're
watching The Avengers, Infinity War.
Which kind of sucks, honestly,
week.
Because there's a lot of streamers out there that, like, do movie night. And what they do is they literally will say, okay, we're going to start the movie together in 10 seconds. And then them and their audience will play the movie at the exact same time.
Right.
And you'll just see him on the screen, but then he can talk and chat, and it's like they're all watching the movie together.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but it would be cooler if he could just show them.
Right. Yeah. But that's
got to be coming in the future where they add, like, a buy button.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this streamer is streaming Infinity War. You can buy it for $15.99 or whatever. You just
ingenious.
Click it right there. Why not just do that, man?
That's
same with
ingenious.
Music.
Genius. Twitch, listen up. We got ideas here.
Yeah, man.
Pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention to our ideas.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So what do you want to talk about first?
I want to know what this camel milk
is. You want to know about the camel milk, man?
Why you said a Chinese man is selling?
A Chinese man, dude.
That doesn't... Do they have camels over there?
There
am I just not informed? I don't know Chinese
China's
things.
So big, I feel like they have camels. But I'm honestly not sure if he's in China or if it's just a
or
Chinese man.
Or it's just
man.
A China man.
So China's camel milk mogul.
Mogul, huh?
Right here.
And he's a mogul now.
Just drink one more shot, and I'll give you the antidote. Chen Gangliang, the founder of China's only camel milk company, slurs at me. We are in the sandy desert of western China. There you go, man. But in the middle of a fish banquet harvested from the area's two freshwater lakes, which were supposedly formed from the footprints of an ancient celestial horse.
Oh, yeah, totally.
China's a weird place. Totally. The plates of the freshwater pike, tiny fried silverfish, and dumplings whose wrapper is actually pounded fish have long since been cleared, and now we are deep into Baijiu, the Chinese firewater.
Oh, yeah.
I once watched a mechanic use to clean the rust off motorcycle parts.
Oh.
It's still light outside in the desert town. The sun doesn't set in summer until 11 p.m. Beijing time. The restaurant is a concrete box on the outside, but inside it's fancy with a hidden entertaining spot for business and government people in this northern town in the Xinjiang province. Okay? Let's see.
Okay.
Where are we going to get to the part where he talks about camel
milk? It tastes mostly of dairy with a slightly animal whiff.
What's that mean?
It means, like, if you're drinking milk, and then, like, you just throw in a couple hairs from a cow.
This has a nice hint of camel.
This has a nice camel hint to it.
Hint silver of cans hump. Of scent of hump. I'm glad I caught that one.
So dumb.
Silver cans of camel milk appear on the table. The Wang Yong logo running diagonally across them in a blocky stenciled font. They're supposed to erase the effects of half a bottle of moonshine. Supposed
what?
To prove that the nutrition is so magnificent that there is nothing it can't overcome, not even Baijiu stupor. So the idea is, man's been loading up with fire water that they use to clean rust off motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
And then so he's going to get blottoed.
Right, just drunk as hell.
Right. And then they're going to give him camel milk and it's going to wipe it away.
What?
All right, so that's
the idea. I
need to get
some camel milk up in here. Drink two times as much, kill my liver twice as fast. Let's go.
Camel milk will heal it. The cure is so effective, Chen says, that it turns his salesmen into superhuman drinkers, and so he prevents them from taking camel milk to restaurants lest they cause havoc with lesser drinkers. There is no such ban on our dinner. The two cases of milk are propped against a wall. I pull the tab on the top of the silver can and chug. It tastes mostly of dairy with a slightly animal whiff. It's not unpleasant, it is not alcoholic, and it doesn't work.
Well, there it is.
Doesn't work, apparently. Let's see. This is a very lengthy article. Here's some photos for you to look at.
Yeah, it looks like, a cure for being drunk comes from there.
That looks like it was built by drunk people.
Yeah.
And then torn down by the same drunk people that built it.
It's like, guys, look at this field. We'll just
now, this over here, that's kind of nice. Stuff. Prairie lands and mountains outside Altai. And on right, the sun sets past 11 p.m. in the Altai region, illuminating the salty marsh and desert landscape. All right. I want to read about, where there's some camels.
I'm just so curious. So the reason why he's doing this is because he claims that it's a cure to solve drunkenness? Or
right.
is it just a refreshing beverage?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to. Okay. Today, there are 20,000 milking camels in Fenghai, and the camel milk industry is booming. Xingyang Wang Yong Camel Milk Company Limited is the reason. We head out early in the morning to see the process. After miles of scrubby desert, a pair of yurts and a small dust cloud appear. The camels acting up, kicking up dirt while they wait for us. This is the spring encampment of Gingis. Gingis?
Gingis.
Gingis?
Gingri?
Gingis?
Baratheon?
Gingis. It's probably Genghis. That would be how you
Stag?
Say it, right? Genghis?
Game of Thrones?
Tohan, and hired to help his husband and wife team do the great daily
Tormund?
Groundwork. At the beginning of the summer, camels are ugly. That's very rude. Satisfied seeds. If this is a possible milk of camel, there's some camel milk for you guys right there.
Yeah, it looks really appetizing.
That is, it's kind of chunky.
Yeah, I think they're trying to strain it.
That's kind of...
Maybe.
The yurts are dusty and white. Nice nuts, dried fruit, camel milk, same younger man, stacks, polo shirt. Get to where we're talking about the camel milk, please.
Oh, man, that man looks very fancy. Look at him.
Dude, you think people would respect me more or less if I owned a hat like that?
I feel like more. You should do
that. I think
that.
So. I don't know if they make hats that size for my head, though.
Oh, I'm going to find one.
Okay.
For the next show.
Was once a highly regional and limited product has suddenly become available across China, sold in specialty Wang Yan shops in Shanghai, where I live and first noticed a phenomenon, to Gangzhou, where sales are fastest. The local population, big on health and unfazed by a price tag that would be roughly the equivalent of $18 per can in the U.S. if you account the price difference in income. They sell in packs of six. So it's like $120 for a six-pack of camel milk.
That's ridiculous.
Since 2011, when the company opened, Wing Yang's revenues have grown grown from $34 million USD in 2016, up 15% from 2015. They have more than 500 outlets with locations in every province in China except Tibet. They recently added a $13 million research and development extension to their factory in Fuhai, and their new factory in Inner Mongolia is in trial operations.
Guys, okay, so we claim that this works to solve alcohol drunkenness, but we don't really know, and apparently it doesn't work. So what we're going to do is funnel all the money we just got into R&D and figure out a way to make our claims legitimate.
Here we go. Here we go. I think this is actually going to talk about it. Let's see here. It was part of a team in 2013 that sequenced the Bactrian camel genome and produced its finding in the British journal Nature. Some publications report that the milk increases the body's productions of antioxidant enzymes and may have a positive effect for people with food allergies, type 1 diabetes, hepatitis B, and other autoimmune diseases. Hmm. The largest market in the U.S. are parents of autistic children who believe it has a calming effect on their kids.
Really?
Chen's plans are somewhere between ambitious and far-fetched. After learning of the wild camel problem in Australia where they run wild and disturb ranchers, he made plans to set up a slaughterhouse and import the meat to China for processing. He wants to open a nursing home in China's far northeast that would use camel milk as therapy. Next year, he plans to apply for a medical designation for his milk, turning it, in the eyes of the law, from food product into medicine. Though the regulations are notoriously difficult to satisfy, his employees, he says, respect him as a scholar first and not a businessman. He emphasizes 4 years of full-time research he spent on camel milk before deciding to enter or create, really, the camel milk industry. Dude.
What is happening, hell, man? Dude?
Look at those pants. These are the most diversely dressed set of people I've ever seen.
Like hip 2017 fashion.
Right, you
Chinese
got like
people,
a hobo, and then you got like a K-pop. Like, superstar, yep. A dude in business attire with a Shriner hat. Like, there's just all over the place.
Everyone's just wanting that camel milk money, man.
That's what...
Give me that
liquid,
camel milk
money. It's liquid
money.
Gold milk,
liquid
dude.
Camel gold, man. Have they tried the semen? Sorry to put that into people's heads, but have they? Like, I mean, if it's the milk, then what the... You could have beneficial effects. Females give beneficial effects, but males can't. That's all I'm saying. This is the second episode in a row I brought up semen.
It really is.
Probably more than that.
You probably should go see a therapist about that.
I should.
We can't both drink at the same time, man.
Well, who planned that? Neither of us, man.
But
we're
both
drinking this
each
camel milk.
Look at us. We're professionals.
We're trying out this camel milk here.
All right.
Should we get a bottle of that? I'll pay for it.
No, it's too much money.
I'll pay for it, and we can drink it on the show.
Yeah, dude. Would you try camel milk, really?
I might, depending where I can get it.
Okay, well, I mean, let's Google.
Yes. Go to Amazon right now. See if you can't order Xing goddamn camel milk. And I will order that.
Okay.
And we will see what comes about.
Camel milk. Oh, my God. They have powdered camel milk.
I don't want powdered.
I think
that's the only thing you can't
get.
We
skimmed through it, and they said, where was that article? They said up here, preserve. I can't type. Stop making that noise.
Ping! Is that the can't do what you want noise for Windows 10?
Let's see.
Weird.
Yeah, that's like their no noise. Nuts, dry fruit, camel milk, and every permutation set on the table. Fresh, salted camel curd, hardened dry nuggets of the same curd, yogurt fresh from it, blah, 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 blah. Until Wang Yang was founded, this is the only way camel milk lasted past the first few days of freshness. A vacuum flash of warm milk from the camels we just had to the end table. Okay, yeah. Maybe they don't say it.
Well, I don't know about some... how do we know that's real camel milk?
I mean, why would they lie?
Because who is it? Kroger? Nope.
Original camel milk powder from Advik, the first Indian company to manufacture camel milk powder.
See, I don't want no Indian crap. I need this Chinese stuff. This is what we want.
Freeze-dried camel milk powder from Advik is 100% pure and natural. Freeze-dried process ensures all the minerals and nutrients of milk remain intact in the powder form.
Dude, it's going to be so gross, right?
Camel milk improves immunity to the body. It helps in gut healing, reducing hyperactivity, and improving behavior.
Huh. That's really interesting.
I'm looking.
How is Xing Zhiding not on Amazon yet? Like, he would make so much more money.
Should we Google, like, his exact name, maybe?
Yeah, he needs a distribution pack. Wait, there it was.
Right up here?
Yeah, it was at the top.
Right here. Wang Yan?
Wang Yang. Yeah, where's his camel milk? I want it, and I'll order it, and we'll try it.
Wang Yang camel milk. Let's see.
Because why not?
Rhodes and Yale. That's the article we were looking at.
I don't think it's distributable across countries yet.
Yeah, that's not looking good right there.
You think they sell camel milk anywhere here in town?
No way, right?
We need to go to like Whole Foods.
It's
or
not
Market.
A good sign that Goo Gone is the third result.
That is not a good sign at all. Because like, was it the? It wasn't the camel milk. It was like the I don't know, something that was taken off rust.
Yeah, the fire water that they drank. Yeah. I kind of want that more than the camel milk.
Yeah,
if
fire
being honest.
Water. Sounds like moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I don't see a place where you can buy it.
See, now?
Here's the CamelMilkAssociation.org. Oh, from Michigan!
Ooh,
dude,
see?
There's just
money.
Camels up in Michigan?
Yeah, there
milk?
Are. Camel Aid. That looked like soap. Milk soap.
Well, here,
what does
but here it is
soap
in a bottle.
Do? I wash my hands and it makes my hands all soapy and milky. Like, what?
Dude, look at all of the navigation options.
Yeah, this isn't a terrible website at
shipping
all.
Shipping information? In order to serve our community better, we have added several new shipping options in hope of saving our members. You have to join.
Are you kidding me?
You have to join?
Where is even the shop page, man? It, look, there's a cart
here,
up
order,
in the top
order
right
now
corner.
To shop to ship 918.
Oh, God. Fresh camel milk, 9 pints.
Right here, $15 for a pint.
Yeah, $100 for 9 of them.
But it's only $15 for a pint.
You can't add it to the cart, though.
You must be a registered customer to order this product. All right, let's register. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
here.
What takes to register for the camel milk?
If you are signing up to become a full member, you must complete both steps 1 and 2 below. You, however, do not need the full membership and only plan on making use of the limited membership. You may complete only one step 1. Step 2, purchasing the full membership can be done at any time after sign up, provided we are accepting full new
Is
members.
Is this like a cult? Like, do you need to be in the camel cult to get even the camel milk? Why do I need a membership to buy a product from a company?
Oh my God, look at their terms
Holy
and conditions.
Holy mother of God. Somewhere in there it's like, do not stream you drinking this. You will die on air and that would be bad for our product.
I just want to know if I can buy camel milk by not paying. Like, it's a $25 lifetime membership fee.
Are you kidding me? One time or just yearly?
It says this will be a one-time fee, and you will have purchased in the order of a process. You will be able to order the rest of our camel milk products.
That makes no sense.
So I think you have to
pay a $25 membership fee.
I think you have to pay $25
to
get a thing of milk.
To order it. Nope. I'm going to the natural food.
I mean, there's no
people here in
there's
town.
No chance that
bet money they have camel milk.
That this says that like you can't sue them or
if it doesn't work,
if you get AIDS,
right?
You know, yeah.
Or if it's not medical yet, there's no license to say that
my
it
activities
work.
Within the association are a private matter, and I refuse to share with the FDA, FTC, state milk boards, USDA, agricultural board, state medical boards,
illegal.
And any other governmental agency without express written specified permission. All records and documents remain as property of the association, even if I receive a copy of them. I fully agree not to file a liability lawsuit against a fellow member of the association unless that member has exposed me to a clear and present danger of substantive evil.
What?
I acknowledge that the members of the association do not carry liability insurance.
I also acknowledge that I'm giving my soul over to the Camel Milk Company. We
oh
own your soul
God.
Now. The camels will come and feed on your flesh. What in the hell is
I understand
with
the providers who
conditions?
Are fellow members of the associations are offering me products, services, and benefits that do not necessarily conform to conventional products on the market. Concerning raw milk, member agrees that he/she is aware of any risks that may be associated with consumption of raw milk. Members agrees that he/she personally is assuming liability for consumption of raw milk. Member further agrees that he/she will educate all family members of the risk associated with consumption of raw milk.
What in the hell? Does normal milk have this much stipulation?
No, it's pasteurized.
And this isn't?
I'm guessing not. But
just
isn't
raw,
pasteurization just
milk?
Boiling milk?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
Do we
just
need
boiling
to boil
milk?
This shit before we drink it?
Well,
I
we have to pay. We have to pay a $25
disease.
Lifetime.
This is
membership.
How AIDS starts. Is you just you drink camel milk
to be
raw, unfiltered, unboiled, just liquid from an animal.
I agree to join the association, a private membership association under common law, whose members seek to help each other achieve better health and live longer with good quality products.
Good God.
There we go, man. That's God, that was in the middle. Oh my God, dude. I don't know. I think it would be, I mean, if our show was wildly successful and we had enough money.
And then we could do it.
It would be right hysterical to do, like, be Seth and Colby in the camel cult. Like, that sounds hilarious to me.
Dude, it's so real. Like, this website is the weirdest website I've ever seen for an e-commerce-based site.
Like, in my mind, when you see this much legalese on a website that just sells camel milk, that means to me that they're going to get, they've either been sued or their milk is going to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, and they know it and they have to protect themselves.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because, like, if I was going to sell milk online, I'd just be like, it's milk.
If you drink
it. If you get sick, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, literally put a checkbox on the checkout.
If you're lactose intolerant.
It's like, you have to check this box to buy it, and the checkbox says, if you get sick, it's your fault, not mine. And you just, I agree. And you click that, and then you buy it, and you get your milk.
That's insane. I guess most e-commerce sites do have all those terms and conditions, right, though?
No, but they don't make you join a cult before you can buy it.
Don't do that.
Oh, God. This is literally the I click Concept of Liberty
mm-hmm.
in their header, and it's literally a PDF that describes liberty.
I didn't know anybody has to be quiet. What the hell is
thus, the right of freedom of association can be equated with 9 other rights under the concept of liberty that would not even be questioned by you to exercise in your life. It's like Ron Swanson wrote this.
Yeah.
This is like the Ron Swanson thing.
It's just like, this is what America stands for right here. Check out all this liberty nonsense.
I did not expect to go down this road when talking about camel milk.
I didn't either. I didn't know it was like a potential risk to your health. I thought it was just camel milk. Look, it's milk. Don't call it milk if it's not milk when it's going to kill you. It's a poison.
Isn't it weird, dude, that, like, in China, which is, like, I would assume more regulated than America, like, what you can do and what you can't because of the communists?
Yeah.
That you could just sell, you know, $40 million worth of camel milk on the street in China's biggest city, but in America you have to become a member of the camel cult in order to buy
smuggler.
A pint of milk?
That's just ridiculous.
What is happening?
I mean, there was the... It looked like you can get the powdered version and stuff like that off of Amazon. But yeah, this is raw, untouched, straight out the teat.
So is this stuff on Amazon, is it pasteurized?
Freeze dry, gluten free, no additives.
It doesn't say.
Is lab tested and is manufactured in ISO certified plants.
You think this isn't really camel milk?
No. That's why I'm saying they're lying, man.
Yeah, right here. Camel milk is gluten-free, suitable for people allergic to cow's milk. Now, here it comes. Camel's milk contains a different composition of whey proteins and... What's that word, dude?
Caseins?
Where, when compared to cow milk, which is a big reason why it has more healing properties. Camel milk is easy to digest. You can drink it, make ice creams and smoothies and other healthy drinks from it. I want to read the ingredients on the back, dude. Where's that at? Right here?
Where's that at? What the...
No, that's just the nutrition facts. Like, how come there's no ingredients? Here's the back. All right, here we go, dude. Ingredients. Free dried camel milk powder. Well, I don't know what I expected.
This product is not a substitute to mother's milk. Don't give it to babies, apparently.
Do you see that their slogan is adding wealth to your health?
What?
Oh, my God, dude.
One, they got to steal that from somebody who has that.
Freeze dried camel milk powder is a rich source of nutrients. Advix camel milk powder is made from a pure and fresh camel milk sourced from the deserts of India. We're closely with selected camel breeders to ensure the highest quality camel milk is delivered. Freeze-dried powder is 100% natural and has all nutritional value of authentic camel milk intact, is easy to store and handle. Camel milk is richer than cow's milk in calcium, iron, and vitamin C. Camel milk can be consumed by lactose intolerant people and those allergic to cow's milk. Camel milk is easy to digest. You can drink it plain, make ice cream, smoothie, and other healthy drinks from it. You add warm water, 1 glass, approximately 200 milliliters in a bottle, followed by 2 tablespoons of camel milk powder. Mix it in a blender or shake it well before pouring milk in a glass.
Warm water? So you're telling me this is a warm
Yeah, the
drink?
Other article said drink it warm.
Really?
This packet contains the equivalent of 2 liters
either.
Of milk for $50.
I'm going to order it. We're going to try it.
Dude, I would totally drink it if I mean, I'm lactose intolerant, man. If it doesn't taste like absolute camel bottom, I'd probably...
A hint of animal involved.
A whiff of animal.
Yeah, you know, I always like drinking animals.
Don't buy the $50 one, though.
Yeah, that I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, that's a lot of my like. Here's like three packets for $17.50.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
3-pack camel milk powder, halal protein calcium with black seed boost immune Bedouin drink Ramadan.
What in the hell?
Just keyword stuffing there at the end, dude. Here's olive oil soap. Here's goat milk, camel milk soap. Lots of milks, like lots of camel milk soap.
What does the
We have went down a trail of weird stuff that we cannot come back from.
Chocolate camel flavor. The chocolate vault. That's just a chocolate shaped camel.
The 5-pack of camels. Chocolate camels.
Camel flavor
favors.
Okay.
Made with the Chocolate Vault's quality milk chocolate.
So it's just milk chocolate.
So if for some reason you ever needed to buy a camel shaped chocolate,
it's on Amazon.
You can
guys.
Get them for $3.25 a piece. Do you see how much shipping is right
plus here? Plus $25.
Do you see how much shipping is right there? Look at that.
That's insane. And that's not even expedite or anything.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Or 2 weeks.
Get it as soon as September 21st through 26th when you choose standard shipping. $25.
That's insane.
Is that because it'll melt or something, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know, man, but I'd...
Probably.
We found some weird foods just now.
Good God.
All because of Wang Yang.
Wang Yang is apparently doing some weird
this
stuff.
This is a Kazakh
camels.
Camel farmer who sells to the Wang Yang company. That's the man with the hat.
Oh, I thought that was Wang Yang.
No.
Darn it.
Nope. I don't know who Wang Yang is.
Darn it. I was really hoping that was him.
This is a very interesting article. All right, man. Well, I have no idea I'm going to put that on YouTube. Probably just won't. That's probably how
it's
I do
camel milk, man.
Just get a title of camel milk and just see what happens. A 30-minute clip.
No one's going to click on that. No. Who is searching camel milk on YouTube?
Dude, maybe a lot of people. We just don't know. Did we know camel milk existed until today?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Now I'm going to YouTube it when I get home and be like, what are these people doing with camel milk, man? What are they doing?
What other weird Baking things stuff? Do you think there are that we don't know about?
So much.
Like $40 million.
40% of whatever
of camel milk,
like
in China,
the other side of the world, probably. I have no idea.
So there's a camel cult up in Michigan. I mean, and of course it's in Michigan because that's where all the cults are.
Oh God, yeah. I was gonna say, isn't that like Cheeseville around there, Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin's up there. Yeah, it's true. Camel cheese.
Camel cheese.
For some reason, camel cheese sounds much worse.
It does.
Than camel milk, and I can't explain why that is.
Camel cheese.
But that sounds way worse to me.
Good Lord.
Okay, man. Well, what do you want to talk about now? We could talk about lawyers getting replaced by robots. We could talk about Nike and the NBA has like connected jerseys.
What does that mean?
An African electric car. You want to talk about the Nike thing?
Let's talk about the Nike. With connected jerseys, as in their smart jerseys?
That's what I would assume. So Nike and the NBA unveil connected jerseys, and they're super cool. All right. You just want to watch the video? Let's just watch the video. That'll probably be the easiest way, instead of reading.
What in the hell?
Oh. He turned right into Paul George.
Why?
See that?
Paul... Was that an OKC jersey?
Yeah, Paul George got transferred to OKC. You didn't know that?
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that, man?
No.
Yeah.
Just dipped out on the Pacers.
Well, yeah, he said he wanted to go, and then he wanted to go to the Lakers, and the Lakers like, no, and then he wanted to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then they got Derrick Rose instead.
Are you kidding
me? So he ended up with the Thunder.
God, the free agent season, like the off season, just so many things happen.
Yeah, and it's another power player in the Eastern Conference.
That's crazy.
Or no, it's OKC's in the West, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, then that's all right, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, good Lord.
Somebody to compete with Golden State. Okay, I keep seeing the phone touch the jersey.
Yeah, it's not telling us anything about it.
What the hell does it do?
Yeah, it's not telling us anything about what it's doing. It's not telling us anything, man. Tap into the skills. Nike Connect Plus. One more Nike.
What the hell?
They love that little noise.
Playlist.
Yeah. Nike announced the Nike NBA jersey with Nike Connect, a connected jersey that allows wearers to get highlights, reels, scores, stats, and exclusive content from and about their favorite players and teams with the tab of their foes, the jersey's tag. It looks really, really, really good. Launching September 29th in stores around the country, the new jerseys are the fruit of Nike's partnership with the NBA to be the exclusive supplier of jerseys and uniforms to the NBA. By tapping the Nike Connect logo on the tags of jerseys and Nike shoes, folks will get a world of content at their fingertips, the company promises. The first step to get all this stuff is, of course, to buy the jerseys, which anyone can do by hitting up these stores or Nike store, official team store. Nike Connect logo is displayed on the tag. Once the gear is in hand, get the app. It's available for everyone. After launching the app, tap the smartphone, tag at the bottom of the jersey, and presto, change-o, there's a world of content at any fan's fingertips. To sign in with Nike Plus account, fans are directed to a page that congratulates a user for making it that far with an image of their chosen jersey. Tap the jersey to get access to exclusive footage like pregame arrival footage and highlight packages, as well as exclusive offers by hitting the game day tab. To being directed to the team tab, fans get an get to a screen with a status bar, a pregame countdown to tip off, in-game scores, post-game final scores. It also includes information about when a team is playing next and player stats. Team feeds include highlight reels of on and off court clips and shenanigans, as well as images and gifs that are totes magotes shareable.
Totes magotes.
That's what it says. Apps wow. users are also to get special or app users are also to get special offers like upcoming rewards for future game days. They include exclusive licensed products, NBA 2K18 boosts, tickets to games, Spotify playlists from athletes, and much, much more. Audience for China, access to QQ music, and 2K online. All in all, it's a pretty big deal. It points the way forward to what Connected Experience. This is lame.
This is lame as hell.
Who cares?
Who gives a hell?
So you buy a $900 NBA jersey.
Uh-huh.
You tap your phone to it. It opens an app that gives you videos that you could get on Twitter or Facebook
you can
anyway.
Just by Googling things.
Yeah.
Yep. That's cool. That's totally cool, Nike. Way to go. I thought it was going to be like...
Well, this article is like, it's super awesome.
It's not a smart jersey. It's not...
No,
it's nothing.
It doesn't track
anything. It's a tag that is NFC-enabled.
It launches an app.
Yeah, that's all it does.
That's what it does. It launches
an
app.
That's fucking stupid. Just get the app.
Like, I guess if they put exclusive content or something behind there, like you have to have a jersey in order to see Kevin Durant's sex tape. Like, I mean, then okay, but like... To see pregame of like Kevin Durant high fiving people,
yeah.
Like who cares?
Who gives a hell?
Who cares?
I mean, I guess it's all right, but no, no, especially when this is going to double the cost of the jersey.
Do you think they're going to sell a Connect jersey and a regular jersey, or do you think this is just a value add to all jerseys now? Because if it's the last thing, then okay, that's fine,
right?
Because if you buy a jersey, I guess you got it. But,
right.
Like, is anyone going to go out and, like, the regular jersey is 70 and the Connect jersey is 120?
I don't
know.
No,
not going to happen.
Yeah, nobody's going to buy that.
Oh, my God,
they just
dude.
Do it, like you said.
That is so disappointing.
That is very disappointing.
I thought it was going
to
be awesome.
I wanted to be like, I'm Kevin Durant now because I bought this. It, like, moves my body and I get enhanced skills like the future. Totally.
Dude, I'm really sad that sucked
super
that bad.
Super totally.
I'm really sad that sucked that bad, dude. Okay, do you want to talk about robots taking over lawyers, African electric cars? We can switch to movies. There's lots of movie news.
Well, let's.
And there's one thing I really want to talk about in the movies that we have to get to on the show today before we end the show.
All right.
Because I gotta ask you about it because it's bothering me.
Well, then let's go with the movies then.
All right, so do you want to talk
pick
about...
One, man.
Let's do... let's talk about this one. This is kind of weird, like,
ooh.
And depressing.
Okay.
All right. So, a guy who's a location scout for the Netflix show Narcos
mm-hmm.
got shot dead like 60 times.
Yeah.
He was shot in cartel territory. So, a location scout for the hit Netflix show Narcos has been shot dead in Mexico while looking for places to film the fourth season. Carlos Muñez Portal, 37, was found dead in his car, bodied riddled with bullets in a violent region of central Mexico that lies 60 kilometers from Mexico City.
What?
His scouting credits include the James Bond film Spectre, as well as Fast and Furious and Sicario. He was killed Monday in a remote town called Temascalapa in Mexico State, according to local media. Nationwide murders hit a record high in May, according to the latest official data. 2,186 homicides, an average of 70 a day. And the most since the country became keeping tracks 20 years ago.
Shoot.
His violence is fueled by powerful, ultra-violent drug cartels and criminal gangs. Since Mexico deployed the military to fight organized crime in 2006, a wave of bloodshed have left more than 200,000 people dead or missing as rival cartels wage war against each other and the army.
Dude, it doesn't look that far out from Mexico City.
Yeah, look
City
at that,
either.
Dude. That's like right there.
That's, yeah, you know, Mexico's kind of a sketchy place sometimes.
Like, that is nuts that, like, a dude who works for a cartel show was scouting locations to shoot said cartel show, and then he shot dead by cartels.
That's screwed up, man. Well,
like, why can't they shoot in Nevada?
I don't
know. Like, do they have to be in Tuscampalooza?
They gotta be authentic, man.
No, I don't think they
do. Not when you're getting shot.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
definitely
in a place
not
where
anymore.
70 homicides a day.
If I was in the show Narcos, I wouldn't want to be going to that location.
Right, and that's another thing. Like, they're gonna bring the whole cast and crew there?
Right, and like, unless you're bringing an army with you, I think I will pass on that opportunity.
That's messed up,
shoot
dude.
On a green screen, just or Nevada.
I just think that's nuts that dude died for a TV show
about the cartels.
Yeah, the thing that killed him.
Killed by the cartel. Real cartel.
Right.
That's messed up, man. Why? I wouldn't do that.
That's messed up.
I wouldn't do it.
Shoot it in Nevada, dude.
Dude.
I just don't understand it.
It's an isolated incident of violence with organized crime and the content of the program. Well, if he shot 60 times, then yeah, that's not just
that's a thing that'd be organized crime.
Yeah, that's a cartel thing.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't think random people carrying like a pistol have 60 bullets on them.
Yeah, you don't have to be like a genius to realize that that's
black screen.
Thanks, computer. All right, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, that sucks for that man. I apologize.
That really does suck. It blows my mind.
It's crazy.
Do you think people will stop shooting in crazy locations now because of something like this?
I didn't know they did shoot in crazy locations like that, because why would you do that if there's a risk of violence?
I don't know.
Being shot?
Because of artistic integrity, man.
Nope.
People do it.
Not for me.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's talk about this, because I really want to talk about this. All right? So the girl with the dragon tattoo. You remember that movie?
Yes.
By David Fincher. It had Daniel Craig in it. It had Rooney Mara.
Yep.
All right? Do you remember watching it?
Yep.
Did you like it when you watched it?
Yeah.
It's better the second and third time.
Right.
Because it's kind of... It feels disjointed the first time you watch it, because there's so many things happening. But then when you kind of get the relationship... Like, at the end of the movie, the beginning of the movie makes you tolerate it more.
Gotcha.
It, like, feels weirdly paced, because they don't meet each other until, like, two-thirds of the way through the movie.
Right.
Like, it's two separate storylines.
Yes.
On, like, the second viewing, you tolerate it more because you care about both characters. Right.
Going to,
right, yeah. Exactly. So, David Fincher made that movie.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite offbeat Fincher movies. Like, you take like the Fight Clubs and stuff out of there, it's like it almost feels like a passion project for him, because it was like a weird release date. It didn't make a lot of noise. The marketing push behind it was very slow, like compared to like Social Network and Gone Girl, which he made this movie in between those two movies.
Yeah.
Like, no one would expect that. So but it's a great movie. All right, and apparently the book is great. I don't read, but apparently it's a great book.
Yeah, there was a And original, too, by somebody, I think.
Right, well, they have a trilogy of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books, and all three of them were made in Sweden, I think. I think they're Swedish books, by Swedish people.
Right.
So they have an original trilogy, but this is, like, the Sony version.
Yeah, this is the Americanized version, yes.
And the thing has always been, is there going to be a sequel? Mm-hmm. Because they only made the first book, and they set it up fine for the sequel, and we get David Fincher back, Daniel Craig back, Rooney Mara back, the whole gang back together. Shoot the sequel.
Yeah.
All right? Well, Sony just announced that Claire Foy, who is the lady from The Crown, she plays Queen Elizabeth, she's going to play Lisbeth Sander in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo sequel, The Girl in the Spider's Web, which is, apparently, it's a new installment of Sony Pictures' Millennium franchise, will commence production in January. The film will release on October 19th, 2018. So it comes out a year from now.
Wow.
The film will team Foy and director Fede Alvarez, who helmed 2016's Don't Breathe for Sony. I couldn't be more thrilled about Claire taking over, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, it says, The Girl from the Spider's Web will be the first in the series to be produced into an English-language movie in its initial adaptation. The previous books in the franchise have been adapted to three Swedish-language films, starring Nomi Rapace. Sony's Girl with a Dragon Tattoo starring Rooney Mara and Daniel Craig was a remake of the Swedish film of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
The Girl in the Spider's Web was published in 2015 and is the first novel in the series not authored by Stieg Larsson, the series creator and author of the first three Millennium books about Salander and journalist Michael Blomqvist. Larsson died in 2004. So here's what happened, dude. Because I was blown away. Because okay. I literally follow the name, like, the second and third movies mm-hmm. are, like, in development on David Fincher's IMDb page.
Okay.
So I follow them. So every time something happens, like, I get pinged. Because I really want there to be a sequel. I love David Fincher. He's one of my yes. favorite directors. He might be my favorite director. And so when I saw that they were making a sequel, I was like, what? And then it's not with any of the original people. I was like, what the what?
What the what?
So here's what's happening. Okay. Stieg Larsson wrote the first three books.
Okay.
And apparently, he had enough material just lying around that his family took that material after his death
mm-hmm.
and kind of hired someone to fill in the gaps and wrote another trilogy.
Another trilogy?
That's completely different than the first trilogy.
What?
And this is the trilogy that Sony is making movies off of.
So they made the first one off the first trilogy, and
right.
they're like, scrap the
right.
last two. Let's
exactly.
just start this over again.
Yeah.
With the same actors.
No, with different actors.
Oh, it is? Not yeah. Daniel Craig? Not
no,
Rooney?
No, no. Completely different actors. Claire Foy is going to play the Rooney Mara character.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
That's what's happening.
Sony! Why are you stupid?
Like, this Reddit comment, I looked it up because I was like, how did I miss this news?
Yeah.
It's important to note that they are not going with the second book, but skipping to the fourth book, which is not written by the original author. The fourth book is pretty much considered bad and was only written by Stieg Larsson's estranged family because they somehow won the rights and saw a chance to make a lot of money. Stieg Larsson's girlfriend, who was very close to him in writing all the previous books, got completely ran over in a way that really doesn't make any sense. She should have gotten the rights to the books and not the family. So this is just a filthy cash grab that pisses on the grave and legacy of Stieg Larsson on so many levels. And, like, it's like, I can't believe they're doing this. It's Sony, though. I don't know how a company can be that consistent making horrible decisions. It's, like, really gutted they just to continue with Fincher's sequel.
Sony's like, all right, what's the right decision to do? Okay, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
So what's the exact bad, like, the opposite
right.
spectrum of what to do? Let's go with that.
Well,
let's
I mean, in Sony's, like, I can kind of put my feet in Sony's shoes and be like, all right, we don't want to pay for Fincher and Craig and Mara again,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid. Because they're going to make a lot of money by doing that. And
yeah.
so we're just going to say, all right, we're going to do the next sequels. And so because it's not a continuation, it's a new set of trilogies, even though the same characters are in it. We're going to recast it and put a new director in it. And, like, I feel really bad for Rooney Mara. Like, she got all those piercings,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the show. Like, she's a method actor. She's like Daniel Day-Lewis. So
yeah.
she actually got all the piercings.
Oh, geez.
Like, including her nipples.
Ow.
Like, got pierced, okay?
Nope.
And she said that she kept all her nipple piercings because if they ever did a sequel, she didn't want to have them redone.
Oh,
so she's kept a nipple ring for, like,
God.
5 or 6 years
Ow.
Just in case they did a sequel to
My
this movie.
Hurt.
And now Sony's like, no, nah, never mind. Do you think she took that nipple ring out and threw it on the floor?
I would Cried? Have. I would have thrown it and made, like, the executive at Sony eat it. I would have done that.
Eat this nipple
yeah.
ring.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Dude, I, like, got chills when you said nipple rings.
But, dude, I was just like,
I don't want it. I don't want it ever.
The fact that Fincher probably wants to do it and Rooney Mara obviously was prepared to do
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, they couldn't work around the schedule of these guys and do the second movie? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Sony's dumb. This is just more. This is just more apparentness that Sony doesn't know what they're doing, and Sony Entertainment. At
how
least.
Can they not know?
They have no idea.
How can they know that that's not a bad idea?
Dude, I don't know because well, you saw that this year is like the or this summer has been the worst summer since 2006
right.
for movies, and it's just like.
Well, and they were,
bet on the emoji movie.
They were
man.
Doing yeah, and they were doing bad
Are
the year
you
before.
Shitting me.
I don't understand it, dude.
Shitting me.
It doesn't make any sense.
God, it's just like they don't know anymore. Like, I mean, it's pretty apparent to, I guess, us and the audience overall as to what's good and what's not.
Right.
Because Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Wonder Woman, all three, really
right.
well-recepted, critically
right.
well-recepted. All three did pretty well at the box office.
Right.
And then every single other movie during the summer. Flop.
Well, and a lot of those were Sony movies. Dark Tower, Emoji Movie, Like both those were Sony movies that were terrible, huge budgets.
Well, and, what was the other one? Baywatch did not do good, and The Mummy didn't do good.
Well, and like
Universal, that's the Universal's though,
right? Universal's The Mummy. I don't know who Baywatch is, but I mean, I'm just this could be good. Like I think Don't Breathe was a good movie.
Yes.
I think it got well. It like wasn't huge. It didn't blow up, but I remember it.
I don't
being,
remember that one. Yeah,
that's the one where like they're in the old man, the old blind man's house. Like they go to rob him, and it turns out like he's some Navy SEAL or something.
That was an interesting concept.
Yeah, like at least it was original, and I think people that watch those types of movies liked it.
Right.
So like, it could be a good director, and Claire Foy is great in The Crown, so she's a good actress.
Yeah.
But like. Put them in something else. Right. Like, why put them in a franchise they already had?
Guys. No original content here.
I mean, it's seriously like making Chamber of Secrets, Harry Potter in the Sorcerer's Stone with some A-list director and an A-list cast. It's well received, and then they wait 7 years, and then they make Goblet of Fire with a whole different
the
cast.
Deathly Child, they make that one.
It They're doesn't like, make any sense.
Screw the other books. We're going to go right to the end.
I don't understand it, dude.
Because how did they not know that the newer books aren't as well received
well,
as
and it
the
sounds
first
like the
trilogy?
Well, and I would think logic, all right, would tell you that the first movie came out, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and it wasn't seen by a lot of people in the public because it has really heavy themes. Like, it's about murder and rape.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And so the only people who would like that movie are people like me who appreciate the filmmaking and go see movies like Wind River for
and
fun on a Saturday.
Yeah,
right. And people who love those books. And so the people who love those books are out because they're making them off the new books made by the people who screwed over the original
what
author.
What audience are they trying to get with
this? Right, that's what
the non-existent
get.
One?
Like, at least if they poured money into the actual sequel, they could get us back.
Right. But no.
They could at least go, okay, we made this much money off the first one, so we'll probably make this much money off the second, so let's lower the budget
betting?
Or whatever.
That the Transformers audience is going to not remember the first one and be like, what's this new trilogy here?
Yeah, you're the girl with the spider web.
Did they make it less crazy or what?
Let's go
family
see the
girl
in the spider's web.
I don't get it, man. Why would I want to be in a spider web? I don't like spiders.
I don't understand it.
It's just...
I don't get what they do. I don't understand these decisions. I would love to see the Excel spreadsheet that said this was a better idea than the other idea. Like, who does this stuff, man?
Dude, Sony. Sony is the only ones. I don't get why that... They're just dead.
Like,
they're ran by somebody who doesn't care.
How can they not understand that if you just make good things, people will watch them?
I mean, that's what I think everyone's trying to harp on with this summer of bad movies.
Right.
Stop making... I mean, you can make prequels. You can make reiterations of a new story and have them be good.
You could also make bad movies about things that lots of people like. Like, Transformers is the perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
The people who love those types of movies don't care if it's not Oscar-worthy.
Right.
Because it's a popcorn movie.
Yes.
This is not a popcorn movie.
No, it is not.
I don't know who they're making this
movie
for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are they going to try and family-friendly it? When the first one was about murder and rape?
She wasn't raped. She fell off her motorcycle and broke her leg.
She's like, oh, no, now I gotta meet a nice, handsome doctor.
Because
and
the whole point
love
of her character stems from that, her upbringing. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the things that happened to her in her life. That's kind of the whole point of her existence.
They're just trying to grab cash off a name. That's what they're doing.
I think that their hope is that people like me and all the people who like the books won't know that it's not made by David Fincher, and they change the cast. Like, Rooney Mara sure looks different. Oh, I'll suppose they both have black hair, so it's probably the same
girl. It's probably the same thing.
I like how our dumb moviegoer voice are just Southern idiots.
Dude.
Like every single time.
We're in Kansas. We know that more than anybody here.
So true, man.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe that.
That is stupid.
And it really crushes my dreams. It hurt me before the show because I literally, it's very rare that I find an article the day of the show. And like read this one and it was like, what?
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 What? Hey, so I'm going to break our thing and talk about Star Wars because I rewatched The Force Awakens again last night.
Well, there's no reason. I mean, there's no rule against Star Wars. Talk about Star Wars all you want.
I don't know how I feel about JJ coming back for episode 9.
Oh, yeah? Not as good the repeat time?
Not as good this time. Like, I've watched it multiple times since it's come out. And every time I was like, great. I waited. I literally was like, I guess my mind was paused until the lightsaber fight came, and I'm like, thank you, JJ.
Is it me? Am I ruining it?
But no, yeah, no. I think everything just isn't paced well anymore.
Right.
Game of Thrones, this, The Dark Knight Rises, I rewatched that. All three had pacing issues where they just moved way too fast. They didn't have concepts of time. Like, in The Dark Knight Rises, it's 5 months from when Bane takes Bruce to the fucking hole in the ground and he gets out and the bomb goes off.
Okay.
5 months!
Yeah, that's a long time.
They don't mention that except once.
Well, I think you're supposed to assume it's been some time because the whole Gotham
is winter,
like,
and but there was snow on the building before it even started. There was snow on the building when he did the whole Bruce Wayne.
Hey, man,
it was
October to March.
No. No. Everything has pacing issues.
Well, I agree
nowadays,
with you. And like, the government would let a city be taken over for 5 months and not do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Like, they're not gonna send in Chris Kyle to take out Bane in 5 months' time.
Well,
are you serious?
It's just so crazy, man. And I felt the same way with Force Awakens. I was just like, I was kind of distracted while watching it. So like, every time I'd pop back into actually paying attention, it was completely different.
Right,
from
it's in
where
a whole different
off.
Setting.
Because it moves too fast for me. It's the intro. Poe gets captured. Poe goes back.
They did a lot of stuff in that movie.
They go. Yeah. They are Han's ship,
right?
Maz.
Well, what you're describing, I think, is what my problem with Star Wars is.
Yeah.
I always have trouble putting into words. It's too Star Wars-y.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they try to do everything that Star Wars is in every movie, every time.
And they don't need to do that.
I don't.
Rogue
That's why
One.
I like Rogue One so much, because it's just, here's a character study. Oh, there's a giant space battle at the end. That's all you need for it to be Star Wars.
Right.
That's all you need. Planets and, you know, some lore in the background. That's fine.
And, like, literally, if they didn't, I don't know, if they just didn't focus on the whole Super Star Destroyer thing again.
Well, and they're going to do it.
And just focus on the Rey and Kylo relationship.
So we got a new BB-8. We got Porg. We got the world's largest Star Destroyer. We got three villains. We got, like, three heroes. We got mystery. What's Poe fighting? How's Finn going to recover?
Yeah.
What's Luke Skywalker doing? What's his fate? How's
There's
he going to train
so
Rey?
Much.
What's the backstory of Kylo Ren?
They just loaded it in, man.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess
I mean, and I think what you said about you were kind of in and out says that JJ is a good filmmaker, because as you watch it, it doesn't feel that way.
Right.
That's some movie magic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that's overall my problem with Star Wars, is that they try to do everything every time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just
And
I'm
then just
overload.
The cliches and stuff, like, you got a trash compactor. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, well,
like,
that's a joke for the old
Finn,
people.
Yeah,
oh,
Finn,
I understand that. It's like
Finn
Captain
doesn't
America.
Know that
I understood
shit.
That reference
yeah,
type
exactly,
of idea. Yeah.
Right? No.
Yeah.
Nope. No. Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. I feel like everything is just not. They're trying to fit too much into movies.
That's why.
Like.
That's why I gotta go watch a movie like Wind River, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to see it.
I mean, what I would do. All right. This might be the worst idea I've ever told you.
Mm-hmm.
Just fill up like a thermos full of Jack Daniels, okay? Sneak it into the movie theater, go alone, sit kind of in the back, and then just drink and watch this movie.
Okay.
And you'll leave a destroyed man.
Destroyed man?
But it's such a good, because it's not a feel-good movie.
Oh, God.
It is depressing.
I don't know.
Dried camel milk.
Dried
it is depressing, dude. But it's because it's real life.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to drink to get through it.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those movies where like, you leave and you're like, all right, not going to talk about that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like,
I remember that after the American Sniper movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the type of same. It's like the same as like Sicario, like does not have a happy ending.
Right.
It just ends.
It just ends.
Did you see the one about the two brothers who was written by the same guy? Hell or High Water.
No,
yeah, so that's another movie that just has a really just messed up ending. Like, because you expect movies to have like a normal happy resolution.
Yeah,
and then this movie does not.
It doesn't.
It's just, this is how life is, and life sucks. Sorry, dude.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm getting more and more into those. The random movies that tell a story rather than
this is
like,
what
here's
is.
A whole bunch of visual things to stimulate your brain for an hour or two.
Yep.
Like,
I would go watch that, because it'll...
I'm getting tired of the Transformer-y kind of popcorn.
That's what they are, man.
Yeah.
And the problem
is
no
one... I mean, that's what Star Wars is now, too.
Yeah. But you know what? I think there's a place for those.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to balance it out.
Yeah.
You can't take movies like that, like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and then replace the cast and director.
And make it a popcorn.
Skip three books, and then
good
yeah.
Good God.
It's the same type of idea. I just
stupid.
So are you not? So are you less excited about The Last Jedi now?
I think
because I'm more hyped about The Last Jedi than I was for The Force Awakens.
Right, because of this Mr.
Because everyone is saying the director is so good. Yeah. I'm expecting great things.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Like it could be like the Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban situation, mm-hmm. where like it changes the theme of the series.
Right.
You know, and it becomes more adult, so to speak. But it's still in the vein of Star Wars.
That would be legit.
That's what I'm hoping.
I don't know, man.
Because I don't mind Star Wars. I'll go watch Star Wars because it's really like, that's the only time I become like a kid. Like, I'm just mm-hmm. like, okay, I liked this when I was 13.
Right.
So I'm just going to pretend I'm 13 and sit down and watch it. Yeah. But like, if it came out today, I wouldn't care. You know how many movies come out that are about space and that type of stuff mm-hmm. for like, kids that are 13, like 9 to 13 right now, that we don't care at all about, but they probably love.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, that's how
like
I feel
that
about
Power Rangers movie earlier this year.
Yeah, well, we can't put an age rate on that, because remember how hype Pinello was for Power Rangers?
And then he was like, that was the worst movie I've ever seen. Dude, I watched the Cinema Sins video on it.
Yeah.
And holy
did you ever
crap.
See it?
No.
Okay.
No. And all the scenes in it were just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I love those things because I can definitely get a plot base of
right.
the movie without actually watching
right.
it.
That's what I was wondering
minutes.
If you had to watch
but
it.
No.
Yeah.
No, you did not. You just knew. There was the bad chick who was Elizabeth Banks. She wanted to kill the Power Rangers. They got their powers. They learned how to do it. Then they formed in the end, and then they got her, and then it was done.
I mean, at what point do you go, this name of this movie is Power Rangers? Maybe I'm too old to see it.
Yeah. Probably pretty soon. I'm getting there.
I mean, Transformers kind of feels that way to me
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
the only reason I go to those is because the CGI is pretty awesome. But now I'm getting tired of CGI because everything's CGI.
Go watch Wind River, man.
Everything's CGI.
No CGI. There's probably not one scene of CGI in that whole movie.
Really?
There probably is. Towards
that's
the end.
What I was kind of thinking about when
people
I was
get,
watching
like,
Batman
shot and stuff
or
and
Dark Knight
like,
Rises is Chris Nolan didn't like CGI,
right.
but then all of Harvey's face is just CGI that yeah, entire
man.
Time.
I saw it, dude. The show is all over the place. There's going to be no YouTube clips this week. Dude, I saw this amazing GIF. It was on Reddit, and it was like, I just rewatched The Dark Knight. And I realized that Harvey Dent doesn't recognize the Joker until he takes off his nurse's masks.
Yeah.
And it's like him just staring at the Joker. And then he takes off this mask. His whole forehead is white.
Yeah.
And he takes it off and Harvey's just like,
His eyes are black as hell.
It's obviously the Joker.
Yeah.
And he takes off his mask and Harvey Dent's like, yo, you're the Joker, get out of here.
One thing I did notice about the CGI was that his eyebrows, like half of the face was just a 3D object slapped
yes.
onto the actor's head. And then the other half was what's-his-face actually acting
right.
and using, like, like his eyebrows and stuff to convey emotion
yeah.
and stuff. But his other eyebrow never moved. And, like, this eye would blink, and this eye wouldn't because there's no skin there. And I'm like, do you see out of that eye? Is that a working
yeah.
eye? Or, like, because if that's the case, that thing is not watered. Like, there's a reason why we blink. Yeah.
Well,
and there's no way that you're seeing out of that.
I remember people,
pain.
Like, really mad at Chris Nolan for that because they basically introduced Two-Face, who apparently is, like, some amazing Batman villain.
Yeah.
And then they killed him off 10 minutes later.
Yeah. They did. I mean, they did that. That's what happened.
Well, they did. Chris Nolan did that with a lot of villains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's doing in DC what the DC universe now should be doing, which
yeah.
is he's like, all right, here's Scarecrow, Joker, and Two-Face all in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Scarecrow dies, like, 1 second in. Like, he's at the very beginning of the movie, and then he gets
no,
tied
he
up. He didn't die, but he gets
but,
tied
yeah,
up to a thing, and
done.
That's it.
Yeah.
He barely referenced.
Right.
And then the Joker's the whole movie.
Yep.
And then Two-Face is in the last 15 minutes.
Yep.
There's three villains, but they all get ignored. If it was
right.
a DC universe now, it would be like
they're all
every
three
one
in the
of
room.
Them is there together, and they're gonna
guys,
team up.
We're the best
Suicide
bad people
six.
Ever.
You know, that's what it's gonna be, man. I just movies.
I like Tom Hardy's performance better this time when I watched it, though.
In Dark Knight
uh-huh.
Rises,
yeah. I just pictured. Well,
did
I watched,
you put the cup over your mouth at any point?
What did I watch? No, I
will break.
I watched his movie where he was the two gangsters.
I've never seen that one. No, 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 I have seen that. Is that the one with Shia LaBeouf? That's not the
no,
one with Shia
that's
LaBeouf, right?
Lawless.
Okay, that's the one I'm thinking
but
of.
But no, it was about some gangster.
Oh, it's where he has the twin.
Yes.
Where he plays both people.
Yes.
What is this picture of Tom Hardy that comes up first?
Dude, he's trying to be Conor McGregor.
That's, you're right. That's what he looks like.
You know Conor McGregor looks just like PewDiePie, right?
Oh, my God.
He does.
Dude, and he kind of looks like PewDiePie, too.
And he does. Well, PewDiePie's got that big-ass beard now.
Dude, what? Tom Hardy. PewDiePie. Let's see if anyone's put this together.
Conor McGregor.
Let's see if anyone's put this together.
No.
Dude, but seriously, this looks like Tom Hardy. Like, yeah. You put that picture in front of people, you'd be like, which, who is
Tom
this?
Tom Hardy.
You think it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because Conor McGregor's got a little skinnier of a face. Uh-huh. That's Tom Hardy. But man, at first glance,
just
man.
Just do PewDiePie Conor McGregor and see if anything comes up, because I'm sure it does.
No?
Maybe. Nah, I saw a newer one.
I mean, I could see it.
I bet you it's on Reddit.
It really depends on if they're making the same face.
Because they both have this huge beard right now, and I mean, they look pretty similar.
I bet they both say the N-word, too.
Yep, but what's the movie I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
What's the movie I'm talking about? Everybody knows except us right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, "Why, you idiots,
is it The Departed?
Yeah.
Legend.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Yep. I watched that, and oh my God, it's so good.
Dude, Tom Hardy is an amazing actor.
He really is.
Like, they don't... You know, he's in this show on FX called Taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched an episode of that? Like, it's supposed to be so good.
Yeah.
Like, what's he doing?
I don't know.
Like, why isn't he in every movie winning every Oscar?
I don't know. Because, yeah, his, like...
He's too busy with Chris Nolan getting his face covered up.
I think that's it. Because, yeah, I mean, other than, like, if his voice wasn't muffled, I feel like...
Yeah.
I don't know how they record it. I really wonder if they have, like, a microphone in the mask and he was doing it, like, there.
Maybe, yeah.
Or if it was all dubbed afterwards.
Yeah, all post.
But, oh, my God, sometimes he would just turn into an animal sometimes. Yeah. He's like, I've got this quiet voice, but then I'm going to carry that, like, fucking murderous animal. And I was like,
Well, I was introduced to Tom Hardy because of Inception, when he was in Inception.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great in that.
Yeah.
That was before he was Tom Hardy.
Right.
And then, like... I think so.
I don't think he's in other things.
Yeah, I mean, he is, but like, let's see. Like, before Inception.
He was in Sucker Punch.
Yeah, Rock and Rolla.
What? I saw him in Rock and Rolla. Yeah.
Yeah, but then Inception.
Rock and Rolla.
Then Inception. And then This Means War. That's a great movie, dude.
Yeah.
That's that's like my favorite romantic comedy.
Yeah, that was a
good
one.
Send me letters. Send me letters about romantic. I don't care. Then Lawless. That's the one with Shia LaBeouf.
And that one was brutal.
Yeah. And then The Dark Knight Rises. And then, yeah, he's in Locke. I don't know what that is. The Drop, that was the guy who played Tony Soprano. What was that guy's name? Oh, my God. What was his name, man?
Oh, God.
We should know this.
Dude. Oh, God. Why do we fail?
Dude, we should not do a show together.
Oh, my
We God. Should not host this show if we can't remember his name. I'm going to look it up. It's going to be so dumb. James Gandolfini. Yeah. God, so obvious.
We are terrible with movies.
Yeah, and then Child 44, never heard of. Mad Max. Like, he was outshined in that movie, apparently, by Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Never saw Mad Max.
Really?
Yeah, one of my favorite memes comes from that movie, though.
What's that?
It's like, there's a scene where he wiggles his finger and goes, that's bait.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's a lot of, like, time where it's, like, my reaction when my wife is like, hey, do you want to just hang out with the boys tonight? And they put that gym. He's like... That's bait.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a great meme.
Yeah, he really is not in that movie at all. The main character, Charlize Theron.
Right. And then London Road, never heard of it. Legend, the movie you just watched. The Revenant, again, that's another movie where he's a second character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why, dude?
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. Dunkirk. Taboo.
Mad Max, The Wasteland. Ooh,
Star Wars, The Last Jedi right there, dude.
What? He's a stormtrooper? Oh, fantastic. Oh, my God. He's going to be the next James Bond one. I will drop my weapon.
Would you rather Tom Hardy be James Bond or Idris Elba?
Idris Elba.
I think
I'm
so, too.
So,
right?
I'm done with Daniel Craig doing it.
Well, he's got one movie left.
I'm done with it.
And that's it.
Stupid.
I think Bond 25 is going to be really good.
Yeah.
They're doing it in New York.
What? No.
Yeah.
No, you can't go from Skyfall to whatever the other one was. What's the newest one?
Spectre.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, that's what they're worried about, is that, like, Casino Royale came out, people loved it.
Right, it was not a Bond movie.
Right.
It wasn't, really. It was a casino kind of playing, like, it was a little spy-esque,
right.
But it wasn't a James Bond movie.
Right, and that's the same thing that Spectre had, or the Skyfall had.
Right.
It wasn't a James Bond movie.
Quantum of Solace was kind of leaning on the edge
of
that.
Yes, and, like, people, A lot of people like Quantum Solace, including me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a really good mixture of it not being a Bond movie, but right. still being a Bond movie.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have the traditional Bond tropes that they yeah. generally have, but it had the villain, and it had a singular mission and all that type of stuff.
And a big ending battle.
Right, and then people got mad because when Spectre came out, like, they just made Quantum, which was this huge thing in Quantum of Solace,
right.
into this tiny organization inside Spectre.
Yeah.
And they're like, they just kind of wiped Quantum away because people didn't like Quantum as much. And so now people are like, is Bond 25 just going to be like, all right, Spectre's gone now because yep. people didn't like it as much?
Yeah, what's the bit?
It's like every one? Other movie is a masterpiece, and right. then the ones in between are trash.
I don't get it, man.
Why don't you just make every movie a masterpiece, Sony?
Spectre was so good, or not.
Skyfall, yeah.
Skyfall was fantastic.
Dude, Skyfall it was one
slower,
of the best movies
but,
ever.
I mean, God, you got to know, like,
I mean, as far as, like, action movies go, mm-hmm. it's probably one of the best action movies ever. I would yeah. put it up there with action movies like The Dark Knight.
Right.
I really would. Like, yep. they're completely different movies. But, like, you can't compare. They're popcorn movies. Like, as far as popcorn movies go, mm-hmm. those are probably
the
best.
Well, I watched The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises last night.
That might be the problem, is that you watch Dark Knight Rises right after The Dark Knight.
Right,
and because
it's
The Dark
just
Knight
so,
is so
apparent
good.
How yeah. different it is, because there are so many times in The Dark Knight where I'm like, what's next? I forget what happens, because there's
yeah.
so much well-placed
yeah.
things,
it's
much more cohesive.
That feels like a novel or a play or something more than a movie,
yeah.
because it's so thought out.
Right. Yeah. And then, yeah, you get to The Dark Knight Rises, and you're like, well, this
we
thing's happening.
It.
This
yeah.
thing's happening. Up, oh, we're getting close to the
I
end,
wish more
so
trilogies. I mean, this never happens anymore, but I wish more trilogies were made like Lord of the Rings, where
yeah.
they were all a movies or a company is just like, here's a bucket of money
mm-hmm.
to take this cherished material into the hands of someone talented, and you make it.
Right.
And you make all three at once. And, like, I like, because Lord of the Rings, every one of those three movies is a masterpiece.
Right.
And you can watch all three of them back to back to back. And it's like,
it's hard to pick my favorite.
It's
really
a 17
is.
Hour movie, in yeah. my opinion. That's what it is.
Like,
and it's so good. And I know people don't like The
don't
Hobbit
know.
Because it's too different from the book. But, like,
yeah.
I like The Hobbit because, again, it was just those three movies made back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
They added a bunch of stuff that isn't really necessary, but, like,
yeah.
you get to spend some more time in that world. That's
they
enough for me.
They could have completely cut out the first movie, in my opinion.
See, I think they could have cut out the second.
No!
Yeah, I think the second movie... No, I mean, like, they could have made the second and the first movie the same
yes.
thing, is what I mean. Like,
because, yeah, you
cut them both in half and put them together.
The first movie,
yeah.
and, but, I mean, everything was Smog. Benedict Cumberbatch just blew
yeah.
that shit
like,
out
like, the fact
water.
That Smog doesn't show up till the very end of the second
right.
movie is what I don't like.
Yeah.
yeah. Because he's a dragon man!
Mm-hmm. And the voice is just haunting. It's
yeah,
just
dude.
Crazy.
He's so good.
Ah, now I want to go back and watch those now.
Yeah, I don't own those. And I'm very upset at myself for
yeah.
that. Because they have Blu-ray extended of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the Blu-ray extended of The Hobbit.
Think.
They've got to.
I don't know.
Because I have the Blu-ray extended of
Because I think
Lord
they were the stretching to make it three movies anyways. Originally, it was planned to be one. Then it planned
Let's
to be
look.
Two. Then it
we have to
turned
Google.
Into three.
The Hobbit Trilogy... God, I can't type extended edition right there. Thank you, Google, for
God,
typing.
I'm going to go back and watch those.
Yeah, right there, $52 on Walmart. Yeah. The Hobbit Motion Picture Trilogy Extended Edition 3-pack Blu-ray, $114.
Oh,
it's out,
my
it's out of stock.
God.
See, this is a Russian import.
What?
It says it's right here, though, on Walmart for $52.
Okay.
I don't know why Amazon is.
I'm going to say list price,
yeah.
$100.
Yeah, right here. Hobbit Motion Picture Trilogy Extended Enhanced Edition Blu-ray Digital HD
Extended Edition, yep.
yeah,
that's crazy.
Blu-ray right there, $52. It's actually on sale.
Interesting.
All three of them. But yeah, like I own this collection,
yeah.
The Lord of the Rings. God, it's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the movies, and I mean the music, and the fact that it was made in the late 90s blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Like The Dark Knight isn't much younger,
2008.
Honestly. Yeah. It's almost 10 years old, too. That just tells you that, like, actually good movies,
mm-hmm.
like, they're timeless.
Right.
Which makes me think I should go back and watch, like, some black and white movies that everyone tells me are good, but, you know, they're black and white, dude.
Yeah.
You can't.
Can't do it.
Like, if people say, like, go watch A Clockwork Orange, or go watch, you know, that one with, the thing that happens.
The thing that
God,
happens.
The other guy who made Clockwork Orange also made this movie. I can't remember what it's called.
No.
I don't remember the director. I'm having a bad day, guys.
All I know is that Clockwork Orange was weird. And there's a rape scene in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
That doesn't sound
Interesting.
The Shining. That's what I was thinking.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Stanley Kubrick is the
name. Here's Johnny.
My brain is on like a 15-minute delay.
Yeah, I want to watch the 2001. I haven't ever seen it.
Yeah, Space Odyssey has another one. And those are in color, but yeah. I just never got around to watching it.
I should watch that one because I bet you it's good.
Yeah. People say it is. It's just they're old. Mm-hmm. You know?
They're so old. We're so hipster. Yeah. We need the new ones.
We're just stupid
Give
kids.
Us the new
that's
ones.
Really what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's it.
We're just stupid.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom the other day about Westworld.
Yeah.
And she was like, did you see the movie? And I'm like, it's from 1973.
Yeah.
And then she's like, still. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. I was about to say I would never go back and watch a movie from that old. And then, like, my favorites are Star Wars.
Yeah, it's 77.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, 77, 80, and 83, right?
Yeah, so can't really claim that. Just give him a chance, man. Shouldn't be
Yeah, that's
him.
Well, that's the point. We should give him a chance. Him. But then again, like...
We only got so much time, and there's so much content nowadays.
Yeah, we got our own movies to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they all suck now, thanks to Sony.
Not all of them.
Almost.
Just 95% of them.
Almost all of them.
God, I wish I had $50 right now. I'd buy this.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much... I really liked them. Like, I feel like... problem is that I really just look at them and go, wow, it's more Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
It's more of the same music. It's more of the same area. It's more mm-hmm. Legolas shooting people, more dwarf humor.
I didn't feel The Hobbit as much as The Lord of the
oh,
Rings.
Oh, no. I don't think there's a comparison.
Yeah.
But it's like I look at
same.
It like DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you play the main game and
That's
it's incredible.
How I feel about Star Wars now.
And then you get some add-ons right. that aren't the same, but you don't expect them to be the same. You
yeah.
just want a little bit more. Like, they use the same in-game assets and
yeah.
they do, you know,
right.
that type of idea.
Yeah.
So you know it's not going to be
much.
As good. But
they're like, Legolas, you're not in the story at all. Here you go. Come into the movies.
Oh, yeah. Kate
time.
From Lost. You're in here, too, now.
Yep,
yeah, and you're an Ant-Man now.
Elf. Also, you're in love with a fucking Hobbit.
That's true. She does love that Hobbit.
Some of the things didn't feel it.
Like, love knows no height, man.
A lot of the CGI orcs were also not as good as the actual costumed orcs that they did back in Lord of the Rings.
See, I don't think I caught that.
You didn't catch that?
I don't think so.
The main bad guy with the hook hand is all CG, man.
I liked him. I thought he looked okay.
He looked like shit.
So extreme. I don't think it was that bad.
He looked really bad.
But
man.
What about Riddles in the Dark, though? Gollum. Come on, man. That's so good.
That was really good.
Yeah. What about Smaug, man?
Smaug, I cannot get over.
Yeah. See, I mean, there's like for everything that's trash, there's right. also something that.
Yeah. I mean, Smaug is the redeeming factor for me in those movies. Yeah. I can just literally go to YouTube and watch the clip of him talking and be like, that's
Do you
not
watch
how
the clip
take.
Of him crawling around like
yeah.
a dragon?
Uh huh.
Dude, that's.
Oh, yeah.
That's so great.
It is fantastic.
Dude, I want to be friends with him.
I can't believe that.
It's like him and Eddie Q. Let's go out.
Let's go out and hang out. Eddie Q.
That's what I want, man.
Good God. And emojis.
Yeah, no, God, why bringing that up, dude?
And emojis.
All right, let
man.
Me close out some of these tabs that we've already talked about. We could talk. I mean, there's not a lot of good stuff anymore. We can end any time. The Tim Miller's directing Terminator 6. The guy who directed Deadpool is directing Terminator 6.
Why is there a Terminator 6?
That's a great question.
Get the fuck out of here.
Tim Miller is officially on board to direct Terminator 6 with James Cameron producing. After multiple poor attempts to revitalize the franchise, the rights to Terminator are finally poised to revert back to Cameron come 2019. As a result, he has been working on a way to revitalize the franchise in a big way. However, he has already lined up 4 additional Avatars films, and he was looking for a partner in this endeavor. Once it was revealed that Cameron planned to reboot the franchise, the one that's expected to wipe clean anything after T2 Judgment Day, Tim Miller's name was instantly said to be in talks to direct. Thanks to social media posts from Skydance, shared by Skynet's Army, has officially been confirmed that Miller will indeed direct the next Terminator film. The confirmation comes courtesy of an invite to a special 3D screen with T2. They'll figure a conversation with Miller.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with that if it's back in Cameron's hands, though.
So it sounds like he's rebooting it. But why not just call it... Why call it Terminator 6?
I don't know. It's probably not.
Do you think that's
the
working
that.
Title?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be different.
Do you think that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be in it? Because I feel like if Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it, it's ruined.
I'm going to say yeah.
I do too. But remember, we read an article on the show like 2 or 3 months ago about how James Cameron said he just wanted to make those movies to help Arnold.
Right.
Do you think he's going to continue to do that?
I don't know. I feel like Arnie's fine by himself now.
Yeah, dude. He was governor of California for 8 years.
I think he's good.
He was also, before that, Let me check my records here. Oh, yeah, he was Arnold Schwarzenegger movie star. So I think he's going to be all right.
Before that, Mr. Olympian of the world. Like, so, think he's good.
I think he's fine. He's got a lot of things to fall back on.
I don't know.
I don't think he's driving around in a Mazda. All right, I think he's okay.
I just know that Terminator Genesis sucked so hard.
I didn't even go see it.
The one with Khaleesi.
Yeah.
I just felt bad for her to be in it.
I'm most scared of Han Solo because of Khaleesi's in it.
Really?
I feel like she's like box office kryptonite.
Dude. I think she is.
Like, I can't think of any movie she's been in that's been good that isn't Game of Thrones. I should look her up now.
She's literally like in that Me Without You movie.
And that one was okay for women. I actually went and saw that with Chris. Like, that was all right. But that's not a typical... She is Emilia Clarke in that movie, and I think that's my problem with
her. Right.
Like, she doesn't... I don't feel like she's acting.
I just don't feel like she could be anything other
than
that.
All right, let's see here. A Game of Thrones. Let's see.
Nothing.
This can't be right. Me Before You. Okay. Terminator Genesis. Dom Hemingway.
No idea.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, I've seen that thing before.
Nope.
Don't know what it is, but...
Lumpy? She plays Lumpy?
In Animals. That's an HBO series, though.
Oh.
Voice from the Stone. It's 2017.
Looks like a scary one.
Set in the 1950s, Tuscany, Voice from the Stone has a haunting, suspenseful story of Verena, a solemn nurse drawn to aid a young boy who has fallen silent since the sudden passing of his mother.
Nope.
Dude, she's Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons. She doesn't need to be in that movie.
Yep.
That's, I think, my problem with her in Game of Thrones. Above Suspicion, completed. So this is her next movie. Right here. A chilling true story of a newly married FBI poster boy signed to the Appalachian Mountain town in Kentucky. There he is drawn into an illicit affair with an impoverished local woman who becomes his star informant. She sees in him his means of escape. Instead, it's a ticket to disaster for both of them. The scandal shook the foundations of the nation's top law enforcement agency, ending the first ever conviction of an FBI agent for murder.
Oh, shoot. That one sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's probably going to be trash, though.
Yeah, it's probably going to be trash.
I mean, it probably will be trash, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably trash. Who's directing? Who wrote it? What's the production company?
All right, man.
Let's figure this out.
All right, man.
Let's do some research.
Johnny Knoxville's in it. All right. I rest my case, man.
It's done.
I rest my case.
Kevin Dunn?
Who's that?
I don't know. I that sounds familiar, but I don't think
All right. It is directed by Philip Noyce.
Noyce,
dude.
No, he did Salt. Uh-oh.
That's bad. That's not bad, dude. Okay. He has made a lot of TV shows. A lot of television shows.
Yeah,
Salt in 2010.
I know.
Yeah, this isn't looking good for you, man.
It's not looking good at all.
All right, let's see. The writers, Chris Guillermo.
Hadn't done anything for 20 years.
Yeah, he
hasn't done anything for 20 years, okay?
So,
that's looking good.
Came out of retirement for this movie, man. And this is the guy who wrote the book, so that doesn't count. So it's written by a dude who hasn't written anything since 2005, and it's directed by a man who primarily does TV and Salt.
Good
a really bad Angelina
God.
Jolie movie.
Yeah, probably not good, guys.
And Johnny Knoxville's in it.
That's not good either.
Yep. So.
God, was he in, like, any serious movie? I think he was in, like, one serious movie.
Johnny Knoxville?
Somewhat.
Yeah, good. He was in, he's been trying to be a movie star, I feel like, for a long time.
Yeah.
And you just can't because you're in Jackass, dude. It's not going to work. Where's actor? Here we go. Actor. Let's see here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We probably got paid a lot of money for that one, dude.
Yeah, maybe not then.
No, I feel like you're right. I just don't know what it is. All these are not looking good. Remember the Dukes of Hazzard? Trash. Walking Tall, remember that?
Yes.
It's kind of serious in that movie.
That was like the second Rock movie.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I like the Rundown. That was like the Rock's first.
Dude, that was a good one.
That one was so good.
Wasn't that where he was chasing Sean Scott down? Yeah, Sean William Scott. Yeah,
it's so funny.
There's also this Rock movie that was probably made around the exact same time. I don't remember what it's called, but he like walks around with a baseball bat and just he becomes the local cop, and he just stops.
I think it's that Walking Tall movie.
That's it, Walking Tall. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
It's like it's a 2x4.
Yeah, that's it. It's a 2x4.
Randomly beats up people because
he's like, I'm gonna clean up the crime in this city. Oh, so he just walks into drug den and just start beating people with 2x4.
Yeah, that was back when. Yeah, well, I mean, he's still kind of.
He still does that.
Yep.
Like The Rock is just so endearing.
Name one serious
you know?
Role that The Rock has been in. One serious one. Ballers is literally the most serious he's ever got.
The Rock.
no way is he in anything that's anywhere near Oscar status or anything like that.
I think he's going to win one, though, sometime, dude.
Really?
I do.
Pain and Gain?
Did you see Pain and Gain?
Yeah.
God, that movie.
That was so
That's
ridiculous.
Literal eye vomit.
Yeah. God, Michael Bay.
God, that movie was so bad.
Yeah,
he kind of plays like the quirky action guy every movie he's in.
Did you ever see Doom?
Sorry, I should show this.
Because
no.
Doom was ridiculous.
No, I don't need to see Doom to know it's bad. No.
It's got Carl Urban in it, too. Those are the two main guys, is The Rock and Carl Urban. And it was so bad, but I watched it so many times.
Central Intelligence is a great movie.
It's nah.
Really? I like Central Intelligence.
I can't do Kevin Hart in movies. Can't do it.
Really?
Yep. Can't do it.
I love I'm big into corns. It's my favorite line I've
big
ever
into corns?
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, what's with the unicorn shirt? And he goes, oh, man, I'm big into corns.
So dumb. So dumb. I watched The House with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one where they try to sell it, right, or something?
Or
they're trying to keep up with, like...
They do a casino.
Yeah,
they have to get their daughter into college because their scholarship that they were betting on didn't work
out. Amy Poehler's stock, ever since I saw the Sisters movie with Tina Fey, she's in the toilet.
Yep.
Like, she's beneath the toilet.
Ferrell.
Yeah.
For me.
Will
ever
Ferrell.
Ever since Anchorman 2, I was like,
I kind of forgot about Will Ferrell, for being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah.
It was super dumb. I laughed maybe three times.
That's so sad because she's so good in Parks and Rec.
Yeah. She's married to Nick Kroll. You know who that is?
She is?
Yeah, that's her husband now.
And, are you serious?
He's in it as
Nick
well.
Nick Kroll?
Yeah, he's the bad guy, apparently. What? And then there's one guy, Nick Kroll is in the show The League. You ever seen that? It's
only
hilarious.
What you've shown me, yeah.
It is so funny. And then there's a dude in The League called Ralphie. I don't know the actor's name, but
Is he the dude with the gap in his teeth?
Andre.
Okay.
No, not him. Google The House, and because he's like the third main character in the movie.
Our show is just, it's like schizophrenic today.
It's Google. It's Google.
there's not going to be any clips going up on YouTube today.
Jason.
Oh, this guy?
Yes, Mantis.
Yeah, he's in, what else is he in? He was in something recently that I thought was hilarious. Oh, no, you know what? He's the fragrance guy in Parks and Rec. He's the guy who sells all the perfumes that lives in Pawnee.
I don't know if he's got like a connection with Nick Kroll or Amy
Poehler.
Well,
probably both, because they're both at show. They're both at Parks and Rec.
Because
he's the douche. Crazy Ira and the douche. And Nick Kroll is the douche. Yeah.
And then he actually plays a real douche in Sausage Party. He is the douche in that movie.
That's hilarious.
But yes, he's in it. I like him. And then
he's
plays
funny.
A crazy, crazy dude in The League, and it's just...
By the way, Billy Eichner.
Yeah.
Also in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I had no idea until,
also
like...
Also in the new season of American Horror Story.
Like, he's a... Like, I thought his only claim to fame was that Billy on the Street show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, he's like the dude who does Cash Cab.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's only in that thing.
Right.
And then when I realized that Billy Eichner is actually an actor that I've seen and enjoyed, now I'm more interested in Billy on the Street.
Yes, Billy on the Street.
Because if he's
hilarious.
That guy in Parks and Rec...
He is.
Which I assume he is.
Except more intense.
Like, that would be hilarious to
and
see
he's
that.
He's so quick on
people.
His feet, because, I mean, it's all just random people on the street.
Right.
So he's got to come
that
up
That sounds great to me.
It's great.
That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, he's in the new season of American Horror Story, and he's trying to be scary in
it. Have you ever watched American Horror Story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched the first three seasons.
Is it as messed up as it looks like?
It used to not be. It used to be more thriller-esque and not, like, disgusting, gross, scary.
Okay, yeah, because now
and
it's
then,
like people ripping off eyeballs
and
all this
American,
stuff.
When Lady Gaga came in, Hotel, it was
Lady
like
Gaga's
two
in it.
Seasons ago. Yeah, she was in it. And
like the whole series?
I think so.
What?
She's in it with the...
What? Okay.
Thanks, Little John. She's in it with that one guy who's in White Collar and Magic Mike. I forget his name, but they're
did you
like...
Did you watch White Collar?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're talking about that in a second.
Yeah.
All right.
The thief in White Collar, the main guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and her, like a relationship couple, vampires or something like that. They, like, love to fuck in blood.
Lady Gaga and the guy from White Collar?
Yeah, in blood, just a pool of it, or they're just like spreading it. That's their whole new thing, is just sex in blood. It's disgusting, gross, not at all scary. It's just disgusting.
What is happening?
And then, yeah, ever since then, it's just gotten gross. It used to be really well done.
Well, it was like nominated for awards like every year.
It's amazing. If you watch season one, it's not too scary at all. It's just more thrillery. It's fantastic.
It doesn't really surprise me because I'm fairly certain that that show was made by the same people who made Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
And Nip Tuck was the exact same way, right. Whereas like the first three seasons were totally normal and kind of like it was kind of like a political drama almost. It's about mm-hmm. plastic surgeons, right. But like it was more like a corporate thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And then like season four and onward, I think it had like seven or eight seasons, yeah. were just about sex and boobs. And that's just like, wait, like that, all of a sudden it's a completely different yeah. show.
Well, this season, I think I talked about it on the last show, it's about like last year. It's set in 2016 in America right after the election in this newest season. And it focuses on
is it a cult? Isn't it cold?
Yes, that's the newest season.
Yeah.
I don't know that it hadn't come into effect yet. I've only watched two episodes so far. I think that's all that's out, but the main chick in it. God, I should know her name. And we're just failing on names today.
Dude, we're doing so bad.
Sarah Paulson. That's it.
Okay.
She's the main Hillary supporter lady in this show. And then you got Evan Peters, I believe, is the other one, who is just a full on Trump supporter.
All right.
Man, it's interesting so far.
Series also, for 7 seasons premiered gross. On September 5th, 2017. Ryan Murphy confirmed the season would be connected to Freak Show, but would be set in a modern day. In February 2017, Watch What Happens Live, Murphy announced that the season would revolve around the 2016 U.S. election, suggesting that it may feature a character based on President Donald Trump. In April 2017, Murphy said there would be no actors playing Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, that both would be seen on screen. Murphy has said that the season will be representative of both sides of the political divide. However, the writer says he'll be illuminating and highlighting groups of people he believes to be ignored by their current administration and who are afraid to feel terrorized about their lives are going to be taken away.
So far, it's about illegal immigrants.
Okay.
And how they're apparently murderous people.
Yeah, joining them are new cast members Billy Lord, Billy Eichner, Leslie Grossman, Connor Haynes,
yeah, Billy Lord,
Lena Dunham.
I haven't seen her yet, but Billy Lord's Leia, right? Leia's daughter.
Oh, is that who she is?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Debbie Reynolds' grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she's creepy.
Carrie Fisher. That's weird.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Leslie Grossman's somebody too. I feel like. Why have I heard that name?
I don't.
Maybe
know.
I haven't. Maybe I'm just stupid. But, I mean, Allison Pill is the lady from Newsroom.
Yes.
And Lena Dunham.
Yep. Allison Pill and Sarah Paulson are lesbian married couple that own a restaurant together.
Gotcha.
And then Sarah Paulson is deadly fear. Is just has the worst phobia about clowns. And this whole season's about clowns because last year they had that whole clown gate where people were just dressing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about that, except I think the clowns are the cult, I think.
Okay.
I don't know why it's called cult so far.
Man, the clown association's having a rough year this year.
It really is.
Yeah, they're not having a good
time. Doing this last
really, the last
year,
couple years, yeah.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Because they had people like dressed as clowns murdering people last year,
mm-hmm.
and now they have like it back out.
Yep.
And now they got cult all about clowns.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they should just be like, you know what, maybe clowns are scary.
They are.
Maybe we shouldn't maybe we shouldn't be adults who dress up like clowns.
Maybe we shouldn't paint our faces and then try and entertain children like that. It's just no. Gross. Stupid clowns.
Oh my god, dude.
Murder House though. That was the first season and it's not too scary.
Murder House, Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Hotel, Roanoke, and Cult. Which one of these doesn't belong?
Roanoke? Yeah.
That's really the name of it?
The name of season six.
I don't even remember season six. I think I just skipped out on that one completely.
Shelby Miller, her husband Matt Miller, and Matt's sister Lee Harris appear on a documentary called My Roanoke Nightmare to recount a series of supernatural events that happened to them in 2014 after Shelby and Matt relocated from Los Angeles to North Carolina following a miscarriage. During the stay at the house, the family has a terrifying experience because their house is on the land where the Roanoke colony moved after the famous disappearance led by Witch Scathach. 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 Thompson White, known as the Butcher, and her insane crew. Audrey Tindall is the actress who portrays Shelby during the reenactment section of My Roanoke Nightmare, while Dominic Banks and Monet Tsumi portray Matt and Lee, respectively. The Butcher is played by blah, 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 blah.
I completely skipped that one because the one right before that was Hotel, and that's the one with Lady Gaga.
Okay. Oh, so it burned you out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Freak Show, I think, is the one right before that, and that's the one with the.
Well, Kathy Bates was not. Wasn't Kathy Bates nominated for an Emmy for her performance in AHS Hotel? I kind of remember that.
I don't know. Which one's Kathy Bates, the older one?
The big fat old lady.
The big fat old lady. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's the one with the two big dogs coming to the office all the time. Remember that?
Saber. Sabre.
Yeah, Sabre. Remember they sang a song about Sabre? Stupid.
God. Man, The Office.
Oh, my God. We are all over the place.
We are
dude.
So everywhere.
We
this
are
show is
so
fantastic.
So over the place today.
So fantastic.
Listen to us, audience. We are in weird places in our lives, so just deal with it.
Just deal with it,
you
guys.
Just deal with it, all right?
We just like talking.
Yeah.
We're here to talk.
2014.
If you like listening, you're listening to it.
2014, she won for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Miniseries or Movie. Then she was nominated for Freak Show and nominated for Hotel.
She won for Coven, then. That was the one that mainly
right.
focused on her character.
She won for Coven, but then she was nominated for Freak Show and Hotel. She's been nominated every year since apparently she was on it in Coven.
I think that's the one. Yeah, because that features like a coven of witches like in New Orleans or something
right.
like that. And that's about she like plays like a old slave owner that was cursed to live forever and then was underground for like the last since the Civil War. And then they dug her back up. It's a very interesting show, man.
She's had a very interesting career, Kathy
yeah.
Bates. Like, she's like an Oscar winner who also was in The Office.
Yeah.
And now she's in, like, the worst-received Netflix original ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like a pot dealer.
Oh, yes.
It's
that,
like the worst Netflix original they've ever made, they said.
It didn't have a good
I've never
review.
Watched, but they Uh-oh. Say it's like the worst reviewed
so
one.
So they made their own strains of marijuana for the worst show in the
yep.
catalog.
But you know what? Netflix probably still gets 1,000 views off of it, and they don't care.
Yep.
That's the beauty of Netflix, man. Mm-hmm. They just make... I'm paying for that show to be made, even right. though I never watched an episode of it.
Yep.
I'm paying for Sparkle Pony's children's program to
Gross.
Be made. I've never even watched it because I'm not a clown.
Here we are back on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
We should be paid. We should be sponsored. Netflix, come on. We'll get you more
sign-ups. I literally have an article
Maybe.
That I could have brought, but I didn't because it's the same thing, but Hulu's going to spend $2.7 billion on originals in 2018. It's just...
So we got Netflix spending $7 billion. I think Amazon, you said, was spending $6 billion, I think.
I think that's right.
And then now Hulu's spending
$2.7 billion.
And
Facebook is
spending
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening?
I don't know.
What happened to TV studios? Are they done?
I don't know. They're well, you know, done? I was reading this AMA. Do you know what an AMA is?
Reddit, Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, okay, yeah. with Seth MacFarlane, because
okay.
he's doing this...
Orville.
This new Star Trek-type mm-hmm. looking thing on Fox.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was, why... did you go to Fox and not Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I took it to the Netflixes of the world, but they didn't want... they want scripted things that people can binge. They don't want, like, a sitcom situational type of silly stuff.
Right.
Like, they don't want that. Apparently.
They want a long storyline rather than just...
yeah, or something...
episode by episode.
Right, right. So, like, The Mick and things like that, I guess Netflix don't like. But then they have that The Ranch show
mm-hmm.
with half the cast of That 70s Show
yeah,
on it.
Literally the... oh, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's just here's an episode, here's an episode, here's an episode, here's an episode. There's some crossovers.
I just don't get that, because I feel like if people watch on Fox, they'd watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, if they made The Mick, I would... have you watched The Mick?
Mm-mm.
It's... you would like it. It's Sweet D in another show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But, like,
so.
It'd be on Netflix, it'd be the exact same. You could binge mm-hmm. it. Me
yeah.
and Chris binged it, because we came into it, like, eight episodes in.
Family Guy all the time.
Right! By the way,
all
did you know Brian died... in
yeah.
the family? What?
Yeah.
They killed off a dog?
That was the worst controversy, and they brought him back because everyone hated
back?
Him. Oh, yeah. That was like 2 years ago, man.
I don't watch Family Guy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Brian got killed off because I don't know if, like, I think Seth wanted to do other
you
things.
You
want
to do other projects,
and then,
yeah.
yeah, not have as much voice work to do for
right.
Family Guy. So they got some weird New York accent dog that came and replaced him for, like, maybe 10 episodes, I
think. I think that's hilarious.
Something
actually.
Like that. And then, like, they kill him off, and then Brian comes back to life. Or no, Stewie goes back in time and saves Brian from being dead, and then now he's back.
You know, Seth MacFarlane must hate that, because he voices Stewie and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So he by killing off Brian, he then had to do a special episode where he plays Stewie going back to save his own character.
Right.
It bit him
that's
in the
what I mean. I think the biggest episodes are the Stewie and Brian. Like,
they
never planned that
well,
relationship.
What a shock.
When they
the
started.
Man who created Family Guy, his episodes are the most loved.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. Dude, you know he's in that Logan Lucky movie?
No.
Yeah, he's in that.
Like, as an actor?
Uh huh. And he's got like a fat suit on, I think. Look him up because it looks. I didn't believe it. You know, Daniel Craig's also in that.
Yeah, he plays a weird looking dude.
Yes, he does. It looks interesting. I do want to see it.
Yeah, Steven Soderbergh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's calling it the Hillbilly Ocean's 11.
There you go. Fourth image. That's that.
This right here.
That's Seth MacFarlane.
No
man.
Way.
That is Seth MacFarlane.
Oh my god, that is hysterical, dude.
So yeah, not even a fat suit. He just looks like he's got.
They just
a
put a.
Big.
They just put a hazy
maybe,
looking.
Yeah, maybe
makeup
like a gut or something. But
yeah, and here's Daniel Craig right here.
Yeah, it looks very interesting.
Dude,
I'll watch the trailer after you've mentioned
that is
it.
Hysterical. Oh that yeah, here's a picture right here of a ball.
Yeah. That is Seth MacFarlane.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I like Steven Soderbergh. Like, he makes some good movies. They're very quirky. Mm-hmm. All of his movies are very quirky. But, yeah, and then Adam Driver's.
Did you like Magic Mike?
I didn't see Magic Mike. I liked the first 5 minutes of it, which is all I watched, because I think literally in the first 5 minutes, Olivia Munn is naked,
uh-huh.
And then I checked out.
I gotcha.
Chris had like some girls' night or something with that one.
Yeah, I mean, basically every single, like, it's 90%.
Did he make those movies?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He made Magic Mike, the first one.
Okay.
He didn't make the second, but.
That makes sense why it was well received.
80% then. Of the movie was male stripping.
Yeah.
And then, like, 20% was, like, a story about why Channing Tatum is doing the stripping. He wants to make his own furniture or something like that.
Make his own furniture?
Yeah.
What? Okay. That's weird.
But and then yeah, of course the Ocean's movies.
Yeah, the Ocean's movies mm-hmm. are where I got a hold of who he was. These must be producer. Yeah, I was gonna say these are not his movies. 41 directed movies. That's crazy. Let's see, what has he actually done? So yeah, Ocean Traffic. Traffic was his first. Well, no, Aaron Brockovich was huge too. So Aaron Brockovich and Traffic back to back.
Yeah,
and then Ocean's 11. Solaris was a weird movie. I would recommend skipping that one. then Ocean's 12. Ocean's 13. The Informant was good. Man, he made a lot of movies.
God,
Contagion. Did you ever see Contagion? Did you ever see that movie?
Fucking just.
You didn't like that?
No.
I liked Contagion.
No.
Really?
God, that was so bad and boring.
I liked Contagion.
I rented it. I paid money to rent it on iTunes. Fell asleep 20 minutes in.
Well, this one was made when? 2011?
Haywire was good, though, wasn't it?
I'm going to say I was drunk probably when that movie was made, yeah. So I probably liked it because I watched it when
I
was drunk.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, but you liked Haywire. Isn't that the one with that MMA lady or whatever?
Yeah, that was really well shot. I think Michael Fassbender's in it. He gets his ass kicked by her.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Haywire. Dude, our show is just all over the place.
It's just like, hey, guys, random facts you didn't know
Channing
about movies.
Channing Tatum. Ewan McGregor. I don't see the Fassbender right
yeah.
there. He's down at the very bottom.
He gets beat to shit by her in a hotel. That scene right there.
Is that literally
that's
it?
That's literally him.
That's not very
It was
flattering.
Really well done, the violent, the filming of the fight scenes during that. But then, yeah, Magic Mike, man.
Yeah, Magic Mike. Side Effects. Ooh, Side Effects was another really good movie. Did you ever see Side Effects?
I didn't see that one.
Go rent that one. That's a mind thriller movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't know what's happening until the end of the movie. It's a really good story. I think that one actually has Rooney Mara in it, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, Rooney Mara. Yeah. Channing Tatum.
God, he likes Channing Tatum.
Yeah, like, I think the plot of this movie is I'm just going to spoil it. I think what she does, yeah. But I'm not, I might not be spoiling it because I could be wrong. She fakes a psychiatric disorder.
Yeah.
So she goes to see a psychiatrist. So she's prescribed specific medication
right.
that has a side effect that allows her to sleepwalk or something, and then she murders her husband and then blames it on the side effect. Hmm. And so it's about Jude Law. I think it's Jude Law is the cop.
Looks like it.
And he's trying to prove that she did it on purpose and it wasn't medication.
Hmm.
And it's a really cool movie because you don't know. Like, I think Channing Tatum's like killed like 15 minutes into the first movie. Like,
nice.
He's brutally stabbed.
Yeah.
It's pretty great to watch him get
That's
stabbed.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just like how he's trying to be like a serious actor now, and yet all I can picture is Slave Boy from This Is the End. That's all I can do. Hey, guys. Sup, guys? That's Channing Tatum. I slide right in there whenever I want.
That movie is so good.
It is.
We're so dumb that we like that movie, by the
really
way.
Is,
we're so dumb. God.
I mean, that's why I didn't like The House, honestly, the Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler one, is because I felt like they were having way too much fun on set filming right. it, and so the final result didn't come out well. It's like only funny to them.
Right. No, I get that.
But then This Is the End, I'm sure, is the same concept.
Well, I think that's the difference between actual, like, that's the difference, honestly, between, like, Will Ferrell, in my mm-hmm. opinion, and, like, Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
If Seth Rogen is a filmmaker first.
Right.
He just couldn't get anybody to be in his movie, so he's like, I'll act. You know, whatever. Will Ferrell is probably a writer, mm-hmm. but he's really an actor. Yeah. Like, he's a comedic actor. That's why he was on SNL. He's, right. you know, slapstick.
Yeah.
And, like, so, like, I feel like Seth Rogen's like, let's make a movie that we all like making, mm-hmm. and let's not sugarcoat it. Let's just literally use our own names and just do whatever we want, and then people can't. They're in on the joke with us.
Yeah.
Like, as soon God, as I saw that they were all so playing funny. Themselves, I was like, there's going to be so many inside jokes. It's mm-hmm. literally, if we made a movie, that's right. a movie I would want to make.
I know, like.
And they're like, we're so rich and funny. Famous enough now that we can do whatever we want. Let's literally make a stupid movie about ourselves.
Everyone's literal right. careers and life for right. fun.
Let's kill Michael Cera off in the first great. 15 minutes. Yeah, make him a cokehead.
Rihanna's ass. Danny McBride gets a Seth for being in the Green Hornet. How many
movie.
Dicks have you sucked today, James Franco? How many dicks have you sucked?
He carries around the gun that he had in Flyboys. Yeah. Just the entire movie for no reason.
And then Emma Watson's in it for what reason yeah. at all?
So they can make what a reason? Rape joke about her and yep. then she can run off with
and
an
then,
axe.
Yep.
That's literally That's what she it. Was there for.
God dang that movie.
Oh, it's so funny, dude. Oh my God. What do we do? How do we end today?
We're end. We're done.
Should we just
we almost got 2 hours of content of us babbling.
We've
so.
Just been babbling for yeah. 2 hours. You don't want to talk about any of these other things, man?
No. What one of the other things?
This one is a Secret Service study found that there's truth in like American Assassin and John Wick 3. Says Hollywood's love assassin is not Wayne, Jennifer Lawrence, Russian Assassin, upcoming Red Sparrow, Keanu Reeves is John Wick, Dylan O'Brien is a simply named American Assassin. It says that United States Secret Service study on real-life assassins from the late 1990s challenged many of our preconceived notions about them, painting portraits of people whose complicated and all-too-human past led them to violence. So, like, basically this whole thing is, like, saying that, like, the point number one was assassination is the end result of an unstable and discernible process of thinking and behavior. So, like, these people
are, yeah, manipulated into right. doing it. It's not like they
attackers
want
and near-lethal approaches do not fit any single or several descriptive democratic profiles, so, like, they're all over the place. It could be anybody.
I kind of want to see the American Assassin.
Attackers
movie.
And near-lethal approaches often consider more than one target for attack. Like, basically, like, these Hollywood movies we've been watching are actually kind of based in fact. That's basically what it's saying.
I want to see the American Assassin because I like Dylan O'Brien, yeah. I think, is his name.
Yeah.
The guy from, like, Teen Wolf is
Maze
where
Runner,
he got his start.
Is he in Maze Runner?
I don't know.
I think he's in Maze
Is he that same guy?
I think so.
I think right? they're different people.
Are they?
But God. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I think it's Maze Runner, dude. Maze Runner, yep, right there.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, Maze Runner. Yep.
All right, never mind.
Oh, so Teen Wolf's okay, but Maze Runner isn't?
Take it back.
What's the difference of standard there, man?
It's not. I didn't. That's the first time I ever saw him was in Teen Wolf, and Teen Wolf was terrible.
Yeah. Teen Wolf, yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Why do I have a feeling that Pinello loves Teen Wolf? I don't know. Can't explain it. I just feel like he loves that
show. I know
show.
Lizzie and them used to watch it. I think that was before he started hanging out with him a lot, though, but I could be wrong. But
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Pinello likes things that are dumb.
He does.
Like Power Rangers.
This one's really depressing. We won't read this one. Bing now shows fact checks and search results. So, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups be discontinued, and Bing will be like, no. It'll just tell you right there that, no, that's not
okay.
true. So it gets rid of fake news.
That's good.
Africa has an electric prototype car that can go over, like, bad roads and stuff. So there you go. Cool. And Silicon Valley wants to replace lawyers with robots. All right. Talked about them.
There's your news for the week, people. Enjoy it.
So, our title on Twitch today is Deadpool and Terminator, Camel Milk, and Robot Lawyer. So we got 2 out of 3 of our main topics.
Yeah.
I would say that's pretty good.
That's better.
I kind of just guess what we're going to talk about, you know, every week. So I think all things considered, that's Robot Lawyers, man.
Camel Milk.
You don't like your lawyer. He gives a whole new meaning, like, you don't like your lawyer throw water on your mouth. Oh, that's your
Never heard of that. But now it will break.
Yeah, rust up. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We are Seth and Colby. We are live twice a week, Sunday at 2 p.m. Central and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you are an audio-only listener and you don't care about Twitch, we'd still appreciate it if you go and follow us on Twitch and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Seth and Colby, where we put highlights, not from this episode, but highlights in general and full episodes. on the YouTube, so you can watch the video on demand if you didn't catch it live. And you can still see us and everything that we do. And
watch it there. Follow. Yeah. Subscribe.
If you're
follow,
obsessed with audio,
email,
we're
review.
On iTunes, Google Play. We're on Stitcher.
Everything.
Just go there. We also have a Plain Jane RSS feed. Everything at SethandColby.com. Go to SethandColby.com. Click what you like. It's easy as pie.
Easy as camel milk pie.
And it's delicious. It's camel milk pie as well.
Yeah.
So, guys, we will see you on Thursday.
Thursday.
7 p.m. Central Time. Twitch.tv/SethandColby.
Watch us live.
Yep. We'll see you guys
we'll do
then.
Fun things.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Baby. Here we go.